on, you're like goddamn DJ Mixmaster character. Are we recording?
No, no, hold on.
Calm down, fella. Calm down. Jeez. Keep it together, son.
There we go.
Making noises here.
Yeah, let's do this.
We going?
Yes.
This is it?
Uh-huh.
This is for real? All
right.
Early '90s, right? Another cut to move. Oh yeah. Another beat that's so strong, hold on, and I get wicked in this song. Stir up shit as the wit gets wisdom.
P-Do coming up, I'm straight low. Pro black and it ain't no joke. Coming straight from the mouth. Pro black and it ain't no joke, bitches. That's how we do it here.
This guy was good, man. Whatever happened to Paris?
Following the path, find out.
He went to Paris. He's done. Make progress. Paid your dues, don't snooze or lose. They came with the master plan and got you. So know who's opposed to the dominant dark skin. Food for thought is a law for the brother.
I need to get a Paris t-shirt. Respect.
Yeah, he just released a new album, looks like, in 2009.
Oh, really? Dog with a gift from heaven. Tempo 116.7 keeps you locked in. Somebody tell me, is Paris on Twitter? Can we find this man? Can we perhaps resurrect what was once at much greater heights? What can we do, Joey?
We'll put him on tour with Orange Juice Jones.
Orange Juice Jones.
That's the fucking
Jones.
Show right there. Orange Juice Jones, Paris, and somebody else.
How many songs did Orange Juice Jones have, though?
A half of one. He didn't even have a whole song.
He would just open up then, and Paris would take that
he
thing
would
over.
Up,
yeah, you'd have to have him open up.
In the audience, how about a round of applause for the soldiers? You know, all that shit. Kill time. How about a round of applause for the wait staff? How about a round of applause for all the sexy ladies in the house?
There's a lot of black dudes like to do that in their act.
A lot of people like to do that.
A lot of people like to do that. Give big rounds of applause.
Give rounds of applause. Where's all the party people who's drinking? Who's got HIV? Go fuck yourself. You know what I'm saying? Just bust this motherfucker out. Thank
Did
you,
you
for
hear the
me,
thank you? Please, thank you for being here.
Welcome
as
to
always.
The Joe Rogan Experience.
Flashlight.
As you fuckers know, we're sponsored by Flashlight. You don't need to fuck your hand no more. You can fuck a cup that has hair in it or whatever.
It's like, it looks like a big gulp.
And I seen the blue one, and I finally watched Pieces of Avatar. Now I knew what the blue one was for. I didn't watch the whole Avatar yet, but here it is. That's a little asshole one, you know what I'm saying?
I wonder if they're going to get away with this whole blue alien pussy thing.
People like it.
I think they
whatever
already did.
They got away with it? How'd they get away with it?
Well, it's just a blue alien. That's, you guys
know,
are the ones that are making references to Avatar.
But didn't they have like images on their site that looked like Avatar type creatures?
That was from a movie porn parody of
Avatar.
And
didn't they sell that porn parody with this?
No, I don't. I think that was just... They were in
they
in conjunction with it, like, you know, they were...
I think they were selling it.
Really?
They yeah. Might, I don't know. Maybe they were in conjunction. But either way, I mean, it's certainly implied.
Well...
I have no issue with it.
What do you
I think
do?
It should be accepted under the laws of parody. You know, if you can make a parody of something, you should make a fake pussy of something, too. A double-clip pussy is a goof.
Parodies are weird to me. I don't understand how it works. Like, there is a bobblehead recently that was Steve Jobs' bobblehead... And only like 300 were made or something like that, and they put a stop to it because it was a likeness of somebody, you know. And that, but it was a parody. Huh. It didn't look exactly like him. It was like a big head bobblehead, but I guess that was considered too much of a parody or something. Using your likeness.
That's a weird line, right? You can goof on someone, but if you're selling things when you're goofing on them, like how much? What happens? Like if you do, like what if you were like Jim Brewer? And Jim Brewer did that Joe Pesci impression.
Right.
Remember he used to do that impression all the time?
Right.
And he started selling t-shirts that said, like, Joe Pesci says, go fuck yourself. And it's him with that expression.
Yeah, but porn parodies are parodies. So
yeah.
And they're making money off of it. But yet you can't sell a bobblehead that looks like Steve Jobs?
Well, that was Steve Jobs because he's Steve fucking Jobs. He got more money than God. He shut him down.
Yeah, but Avatar's got more money than God.
Maybe they're just not... Maybe they're seeing Avatar as like a fake character that someone has constructed, so it's you're allowed to have a parody of that.
Right.
And not of a guy who's not an entertainment...
Absolutely.
...figure.
Yeah.
Because he's just a person.
Yeah, but then how did they do like George Bush shit and like...
I don't know. I think maybe it's public domain when you hit like a certain height. Like when you get to be like George Bush famous, maybe you become public domain. Maybe you could just sell Bush sucks t-shirts with his face on it.
I don't know. How does that happen? Do you think they do them and then they just get shut down? Like they just, the State Department comes after them to say, hey, stupid.
Right.
You can't sell George Bush t-shirts, asshole.
Well, they won't
close up shop.
The State Department won't say that to you. What those motherfuckers will do is put an audit on your ass. You know what I'm saying?
Did you hear about that fucking guy in Iran that went to jail for like, I think it was 6 years because he made a movie about the corruption during the elections?
Mm-mm.
It's a fucking sad story, man. You know, anybody complains about America and how fucked up America is and all this WikiLeaks shit.
Right.
Yeah, it's fucked up, but it's the best of the fucked up places.
You know, you can make a movie about insurance. You can make a movie about fucking bashing people here, but in other countries it don't fly, dog. You know?
Yeah, they really didn't fly. I mean, they locked this fucking guy up. Well, that whole election, man, you remember all the riots that they were having? I don't know the exact particulars, but it was very clear that there was some serious corruption.
The corruption levels in those places is just so mind-boggling.
Yeah.
Go vote, but the box is already stuffed with ballots.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like that one. Yeah, it's so fucking corrupt. You know, so it's like these poor people live in hell anyway. So this guy that got put in jail, he knew that there was going to be consequences. He just thought he was fucking cute. You got to be careful in those places, man.
Well, he thought he was cute and he was trying to make a change. But I don't know if that's how changes gets made. I mean, I guess it is. Man, I mean, it has to be the overwhelming will of the people to bend back a corrupt government. I mean, it takes an incredible amount of effort to bend back a really corrupt government. The key is to never let it get too corrupt. Because people like all the laws that are in place, I mean, what's really important about them is to keep shit from getting out of hand. Because once shit gets out of hand, it can stay out of hand. People get really used to anything. You know, the people in Liberia are just like the people here. They're just growing up in this fucking insane war zone, chaos, cannibal environment with fucking warlords and guns in little kids' hands. And they're just.
This episode is brought to you by ZipRecruiter. If you're looking for something to do this summer, you might want to check out some of the upcoming fights. Even better if you can catch them up close in person. It's quite an experience. But if you want to get the best seats, you have to act fast. And that's true for a lot of things in life, especially when it comes to hiring for your business. You need to hire the most talented people you can before the competition scoops them up. And to do that, you need ZipRecruiter. And luckily, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Rogan. Got your eye on a rock star candidate? ZipRecruiter's invite to apply feature lets you cut the line. Once you review ZipRecruiter's list of the most qualified candidates for your job, you can easily invite your top choices to apply to encourage them to apply sooner. So, amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/Rogan to try it for free right now. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/Rogan. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. This episode is brought to you by Manscaped. Guys, you're responsible for taking care of you, and that means spending some time cleaning yourself up. But I know that can be a challenge, especially when you're not sure what products or razors to use. So to help you get started, I want to recommend Manscaped. They can help you take care of all your grooming needs, even when it comes to your more sensitive areas, or as our friends at Manscaped like to call them, the boys. Their trimmers, the Lawnmower 3.0 Plus, 4.0 Pro, and 5.0 Ultra are all equipped with skin-safe technology to help reduce the risk of grooming accidents. They're also waterproof and come with an LED spotlight so you can actually see what you're shaving. And I know that summer's coming, which means vacations and traveling for a lot of you. Well, Manscaped has you covered. Their trimmers come with a convenient travel case that you can easily pack and bring along. For the best you and your boys have ever looked, trust Manscaped. Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code Rogan at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code Rogan at manscaped.com. Tap the banner to learn more. Skin-safe technology does not guarantee cut protection.
Shooting people and, you know, they get used to that, though, man. You get used to that, and it's very difficult to turn that into this. The key is to never let this become that. Because if it does become that, then that becomes the norm.
It would take hundreds of years to turn Liberia around.
Yes.
Hundreds of years. You can't just, you're not going to go in there with a regime and just, well, we're going to stop. We've been doing
you're certainly not
going
to go in
years.
There with boxes of rice and fix everything. No. You have to fix these people as human beings. You have to, the influence of all these people who have experienced murder. I mean, that's just through, it permeates through the entire culture. All these people have experienced horrific murders in their lives. When you have a whole culture like that, and you have this guy, General Buck Naked. You ever heard of that guy's story?
Sounds
he's from Liberia. Good. General Buck Naked used to take off all his clothes and fucking fight naked and go shoot naked. And he would find an innocent child of the enemy, and then they would kill it and eat parts of its body and drink its blood.
What an asshole.
Just no bullshit, okay? And this guy, you know... This guy was just running through, you know, these countries or these territories, having these fucking horrific wars, and they all saw this shit, and everybody's seen like terrible, terrible things happen in Liberia. And if you try to take that guy, or try to take any of those people, and try to turn them around and make them like a normal, everyday person, it's virtually impossible.
The guy shoots people fucking naked.
Yeah,
you know, he's got a 12-inch dick. He's black. He's running down the street shooting other fucking people. And you know, you can't. I
it's
mean,
a
this
terrifying
guy,
story.
He grew up in this different environment. These people are cannibals.
Uh-huh.
Those people are fucking animals,
and they're used to it, man. And this guy's become like a saved Christian. It's really kind of crazy because he's still out. You know, I mean, even though everyone, I mean, he admits to all these crimes and all the shit that he's done. He's still just like kind of walking around, and everybody's like, "Whoa, shouldn't we like lock this guy up? He ate babies,
right?"
And there's video of him talking about eating babies. You
now
know?
The cannibalism that's done there, like in that type of, is the cannibalism done for
some of it's for
hunger, yeah. And the other part is to kill the spirit, so you conquer that motherfucker.
Yeah, there's a lot.
That's
of that
the whole
too.
Patois of it too.
Yeah,
just
there's a lot of that.
That you just I'm gonna kill Brian and eat his fucking ear,
yeah.
So he never could come back to get me ever again. That's part of it. You know, and if Brian does come back, he's an eelish motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
It just shows a certain amount of ferocity. You know, a certain amount of ferocity. You want to kill someone and eat them.
And eat them. That's,
yeah. I mean, what they're doing is they're participating in the most ferocious war zone in the world. And in this war zone in Africa, man, some of the fucking civil rights violations, some of the horrible things that happen there. When you read about, I think they call them the Hutus and the Tutsis, these two warring tribes that have been after each other forever, they participate in machete attacks where they go into villages while everyone's asleep and they hack them to death with machetes. I mean, dude. There's some crazy apocalyptic shit going down in Africa, man.
And it's been going down for 2,000 fucking years.
And
that's the mother. That's
the problem
the mother
is, it's already happened. It's too late.
It's too
like
late. You can't.
The culture's so fucked up. Everything's so crazy. It's like, how do you stop it from ever getting to that spot? That's what we got to make sure. And every little fucking creep of corruption, every little grip that we lose, every little time that something fucking gets away, every time that the corruption gets worse and worse, we get closer to that. that's the ultimate the ultimate end of the horrible, you know, attitudes and ideas of society, is that eventually society degrades to some fucking crazy Mad Max type situation. You know, and that's why that's such an appealing theme in movies, because we know that, you know, everybody's just got to keep it together so that this doesn't happen, because this is a real possibility.
Well, let me tell you something. I don't know about Mad Max. I seen that fucking movie with Denzel Washington the other night about
Eli, the Book of Eli?
That is the worst fucking piece of shit. I watched 15 minutes of that. Denzel, you shot your low with Man on Fire. Thank fucking God. Because that, whatever. I don't even like those movies. They don't make no sense to me.
Yeah.
Road Warrior was good. I could see fighting for gas and stabbing motherfuckers on the 101. That I don't mind. Killing somebody on the 405 that cuts you off in a fucking bad car and shit.
Yeah.
Getting one of those Bryant to build me one of those helicopters and shit. But that shit walking around and
the baddest motherfucker with guns and knives
and they
swords.
Wouldn't do the.
And wasn't he blind too? Wasn't
I don't
he
fucking
supposed to be blind?
And he was horrible with the swords. Get fucking Blade to go in there and teach how to stab a motherfucker. Blade was a badass motherfucker when he was in there with the swords. By the way, he's doing time. Is that true?
Wesley's
is he in jail right now?
Yeah, he had a report. I believe he's in jail.
Anybody know where they have him?
You got to pay your taxes, ladies and gentlemen. I don't give a fuck if you think it's a scam. It seems like it is. It seems like, man, this is the mob. I'm getting worked over. Why do I have to pay 48%? Because you do. Just throw in. Everybody has to throw in. Yeah, it's kind of corrupt. Yeah, we're not exactly sure where it all goes. Yeah, it's kind of crazy that you don't get to vote on where your money goes. But throw the fucking money in, you crazy assholes.
48% is what keeps this from turning into Africa.
Yes, yes.
Always remember that. That 48%. And even then, I mean, people getting hookers with it. You know that congressmen are getting their dicks sucked and whatever, but just put it behind you and pay your taxes because that's
something
their
that
paper, dog.
People don't concentrate on, too, is like as far as like government. A big part of what government is providing jobs. There's a lot of people that need jobs. And if you're going to get that tax money, the best way to get that tax money is to make more government jobs, make more unnecessary jobs so that you give money to people.
Now, here's something else that a lot you better know about this. Wesley Snipes pissed somebody off.
Well, you can't not pay your taxes for like 7 years when you're a huge movie star.
Well, you can't not pay terrible. Your taxes. It's what happens after that. The government doesn't want to put you in jail when you make those type of ducats.
Yeah, but they do if you've taken a stance.
He took a stance,
taken some crazy
and he told
them
to
stance.
Go fuck themselves. Right. He wrote something on a letter. He told him to suck his dick. They sent him a bill. That's what they did. No, they go after you. Yes, he did.
He did.
They
really?
Go after you
Wait
big
a
time.
Do you know this happened? Or you just
No. This is a true story.
What did
he wrote
do?
Something like
wrote suck my dick.
Like something when he made. He didn't think he had to pay taxes.
He pulled a little
hand. He made like in England or something.
Whoa!
It's something stupid. You know?
That's
and
crazy.
You gotta pay it. Listen. Let me tell you. I didn't pay taxes for. After 91, I got divorced and I became a comic, and that was my point, was to become a fucking outlaw. So I didn't want to pay taxes, and I was scared shit. I didn't pay taxes from 91 to 2004. I walked in that building.
Jeez. When you said that, outlaw, if we were on the ball, we would have had some Clint Eastwood movie sound playing in the background.
No. You know, when I first read the Lenny Bruce book, and I liked that whole patois, to me it seemed like he disappeared. He was a comic that disappeared, and I liked that idea. You just disappeared. Like you used to say, he's gone. We don't know where he is. We can't get a hold of him. And I always liked that. So I stopped paying taxes. I wouldn't make any money those years. I think it was 1 year I made money. But when I went down there, the government was very nice to me. They gave me a payment plan. They took the 10 years I didn't pay and said, don't worry about it. Or you got to go back in 7 years, and now till today, I pay a monthly juice every month.
How much do you owe?
I owed, after everything, I think I got them for $8,000.
I knew a lot of comics that had problems with taxes in Boston, because in Boston, they got paid in cash. So a lot of guys, for years, they just lived high on the hog and never did anything about it, and they just figured out.
Oh, they'll come get you. They'll knock on the door eventually.
I know so many comics.
Everybody.
That got
they always knock on the door. They Either that making, or when you win the lottery.
And they were making good money. There was a time.
Fuck yeah.
I wasn't at that level, but when I was coming up, like right as I was coming up, when I was like just barely starting to get paid work, the headliners in town could do. There was a Knicks comedy stop. They would do, I swear to God, they would do 5 shows a night, man. They would go from one room to the other room. They had 2 rooms downstairs and 1 room upstairs. And would shuffle people in all night. And the fucking shows would be packed. And these guys were making crazy money. And it was all cash. They were all just raking in the cash. And they just never put it aside. They never fucking put those taxes aside. They just spent what they had. And they just, you know, just didn't do anything about it. And then before you know it, they were fucked. You know, they owe $100,000 or something crazy.
Oh, they send you a bill they send you a bill to make your head go out of the fucking roof.
Yeah, you don't realize,
doesn't
man,
bring
if you
down
make
to reality, you know
$100,000, you know, a few years in a row, like a lot of these guys are making, you owe a lot
you
of,
owe a lot
to
of
the
money,
government,
though. You owe a lot of money.
That's when you start working for yourself, you really start noticing, like, what taxes really are. You're like, wow, what a giant chunk. I would pay it willingly, happily. If I thought that we were all working in the right direction and that everybody was trying to clean the world up and make people nicer and, you know, and stop all the douchiness and, you know, and clean out all our fucked up laws, and I would pay it all, fix the streets. If you're doing the right thing with it, I'd be more than happy to give up half my money. But I don't trust you fucking cunts. That's the problem. You can't trust them. The people that want to be in positions of power should never be in positions of power. Anybody who wants to be the president, what the fuck is wrong with you? You want to run everything?
For
really?
$250,000 a year.
And you got kids. And you got kids.
Is that what the president makes, $250,000
yeah.
a year?
I mean, I guess I get the idea
on paper.
Of...
On paper, right.
So I think it's five. I think it's 500, maybe less. I don't know.
So Brock Lesnar got half of that for catching a beating. He got $200,000
for catching a beating. Oh, he got more than that.
He got $200,000 on paper.
Yeah, well, no, everything sort of. I mean, he has, like, pay-per-view deals. And
right,
you
but
know.
It said $200,000 on paper.
Yeah, I don't know how they work the pay scale. It's very, very tricky.
Right?
Yeah.
They do it. And I got to tell you something. When we came here today, because you always say to me, every fucking time you come here, you always have a fucking story. I don't even know where you get them from.
I don't know where you get these stories. It's incredible. I've known you my whole life, and you keep coming up with new stories.
We came in tonight, and I seen your family, and it was really nice to see him, and I seen your wife, and... It was funny, the first time I met your wife, we met in Vegas at the Riviera. And we were sitting there having a great time. You know what's coming.
Oh, yeah.
And some chick kept talking to us, and she was really annoying. And it turned out to be a guy that had become a chick and was part of that theater group and next to the dirty show where women take their clothes off.
She showed us.
But
she showed
But back me on this. She was beautiful. She looked good.
She looked like
you
a
couldn't
girl.
Tell. And then they sued her because, or she got fired because they found out she was a man. Before that, and then she tried to sue the Riviera or whoever it was. And there was one point in the night where I go, you know, at that time I was really crazy. I had no blow, and I'm like, come on, show me your monkey. And she showed me and Joe her pussy, and she just had a whole board. Like, they took where her dick was, cut it off, and took a bore drill and took that piece of meat out, and then they took artificial turf, and they put it around this hole, and it had no clit to it. Like, the clit you can see was stitched on. And here's the funny thing. Like, I thought about this. I took her to my room afterward to get high with her. And you know what? If I would have done coke and drink, I would have had to suck my dick just out of general purpose for the story. You know what I'm saying? Because she looked great, guys. She was a trans.
You had the best description for it. You said it looked like a bat with its mouth open.
Yeah, with its mouth open. It looked like this fucking. You should have.
A bat with its mouth open.
She went back to your hotel room, though?
After we were all hanging out. There was a bunch of comics hanging out. All
right.
And somebody said, do you have weed or whatever? And it was me, the guy from Schniglitz.
Hey,
what's that kid's name? That he was with us that night. He was big.
What is Schniglitz? The show?
He did that. He was the Riviera has a couple different rooms, and it was me and you in the dirty room, and in the big room was that kid that was good friends with Harris Pete. He lived in Montana, and he did that.
Oh,
whole
Rich Schneider.
Rich Schneider. Something like that.
No, not Rich Schneider.
And you're not talking about Southern Black children.
No,
Rich Hall.
Rich Hall.
Yes,
and then. I remember we were sitting there. You left, and we're sitting
both
around,
very funny guys. And nobody Rich had, Hall and China.
Yeah, nobody had weed. And I go, you know, the girl goes, obviously she had weed. You know, she's right, got a ton of weed. She's like, I'm smoking in the fucking hotel. These motherfuckers can't do nothing to me. You know, I'm suing them.
God,
and me, her, and Rich Hall went up to the room, and I remember all of us smoking dope, and I'm looking at this chick going, if I had coke.
They sucked both of your dicks, didn't they?
I watched this show, and I don't remember what it was. It was some sort of a documentary, but I remember being really high, and then I stumbled upon it. And the show was, it was all these drag queens, like a beauty contest for drag queens in Vegas. It was all transsexuals. Like a full transsexual beauty show. And I was like, wow, this is the strangest fantasy ever. These guys, a lot of it was like some weird fantasy thing. Like this guy had, he was a fucking man, bro. He had this big manly ass face and manly fucking shoulders. He's taking hormone shots and he's waltzing around on this stage like a ballerina. And I'm like, this is the craziest shit I've ever seen in my life. This guy wants to be a woman so much he chopped his cock off. He's willing to go through hormonal replacements, you know, where they make you actually grow tits.
That shit's like really, like a lot of people do that, more than you would think, that hormonal thing. Like there's tons of people that do that.
That become a different sex. Yeah. I want to be a boy.
I saw a report the other day on it, like how many people are doing that.
How fucked up is Sonny Bono's?
Yeah.
Chick. And she's looking, she's starting to look like Ralphie May. She looks just like Ralphie May. She looks just like Ralphie. It's hysterical.
I met her once in the Sonny and Cher show. And she was, although she was pleasant, she had a very strange energy.
Sonny and Cher show.
Not Sonny and Cher show. Donnie and Marie show.
Donnie and Marie.
Did I say Sonny and Cher?
Sonny and Cher.
That's funny. I was thinking about that because of her, I was on the Sonny and Cher show when I was one. But Donnie and Marie show. I don't know how I got those two confused. But she was on it. And I was on it. It was me and Dave Foley. And I remember, you know, her saying hi, but just being this weird thing. Like I did something. You know, you ever meet somebody and they look at you like you did something?
All the time.
You're like, I didn't do anything. What the fuck did I do?
Yeah.
Like a disdain.
The blinds go down.
What are you?
Yeah. I mean, I was not even a notorious person. I hadn't done anything. I was just an actor. Just fucking there to promote our sitcom. That's it. But there was this weirdness, you know. And it might mean nothing. It might be my own personal insecurities. It could be. But it could be that this bitch is crazy. And when it goes from there to, I don't think I'm a woman, I'm a man, and I need to, okay.
Okay.
Well, now I understand what that look was all about.
Hey, let me ask you something.
Craziness
going
on
online,
there.
I don't know, about 10, 15 years ago, they did a special on one of those 2020s about where people go for that surgery.
For what surgery?
The
sex change.
And the biggest place is a place in Colorado. And the doctor that does it in Southern Colorado, you got to look this up. I don't know the whole particulars, but the guy who does it only does it on the weekends.
Oh, Jesus.
Because during the week, he's like a farmer.
What?
And on the weekends, he does the transsexual.
Oh, my God. I've seen
You've seen this.
I saw that. He does it. He does the operations in like a fucking motel room.
There you go. There you go.
It's like an office.
Fucking crazy that you would let another guy cut your dick off and slit you up in a hotel room in Colorado. I figure for that, you either go like Israel or Hong Kong or with some smart people. You know what I'm saying? But you're going to go let a farmer fucking cut your dick off and tuck it in.
And what is this guy have like a good reputation?
I haven't seen this
Maybe
show.
He's just a bad motherfucker who works at a
hotel. I know he was booked fucking solid.
Oh my God.
He was booked solid. Like you had to make, but it's a process. You have to go to psychology and pills. It's not just, I want to get my dick cut off. I could do it in 6 months. Insurance.
Do you imagine the weirdness that you would feel if a guy had remorse that you cut his cock off? He's like, can you go back and fix it? Like, whoa, no, we can't.
No, we can't. We tried those tubes. You can't be pissing out of your asshole.
That's a wrap, son. It's a wrap. It's over. You're a chick now. There's a lot of chicks. Go through life as a chick.
Is leather made out of animal skin? Like, is it animal skin, straight animal skin? And you can live off eating skin for some time, right?
I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know if there's any nutrition in leather. I mean, I guess there'd probably be some really crude protein and fiber.
I mean, like, you could eat chicken skin and live off
chicken skin. Yeah, but I think it's a difference in the way it's processed. A
lot of points.
That when a leather becomes leather, I don't know. Someone out there will answer this question.
I'm always thinking, like, if you're really poor, you could probably eat your shoes if they're leather shoes.
Well, I think people I think they did that in the Depression. I think that was like, a common story.
Really? See, I always thought that was just like a saying.
Boil your fucking shoes with rice and shit and potatoes.
Oh,
come on.
Kidding.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Back in the Depression, man, that must have been fucking crazy. 1920s, they're all walking around eating shoes and shit. Was it the 20s? Was that what the Depression was?
I don't know.
What was the Depression?
The great 30s.
30s?
Hey, man, you just gotta hunt and catch, eat possums and. There's creative ways to cook a fucking rabbit, and you'll learn how the hell to do it. You know,
going to see Charlie Chaplin tonight and bringing two boots. It's
gonna
be a big time.
1929, and it lasted until the late 1930s or early 40s. Wow,
11 years.
So this shit was 11 years. Oh my God,
that's a lot, man. Famous footwear would have been banking,
dude. That's
that
scary as fuck, man. When you hear shit like that,
the Great Depression, right now again.
Because even the title of it, the Great Depression, that shit's depressing, man. You're fucking bumming me out.
Yeah, why couldn't they pick a better name for it? Like the super happy time,
the economic down period. You know, call it the economic down period.
Everybody's broke, but we're having a good time. You know,
depression is a fucking terrible word. That's just gray film. That's what I see. I see black and white movies with crying and blood and suicides.
Yeah.
Did you see that fucking guy try to commit suicide in the Roman, I think it was a Roman parliament or something like that? Mm. The guy fucking swan dives in the middle of this, he's in the middle of this, this assembly room, and he gets on top of this balcony and fucking jumps, and he lives.
Wow.
Because he only fell like 30 feet. He falls and slams into these chairs and gets fucked up.
He
gets fucked up, dude. And he doesn't even try to catch himself. He's trying to commit suicide while he's doing it. He just lived.
When I was a kid, a guy at the bar I hung out with, he tried to kill himself. His name was Johnny Reed. He jumped off like a building. He landed in a construction dumpster and lived.
Oh, my
God.
And
his head still... And he was just retarded. One day I showed him my dick. When I was like 18, I put it on the chair next to him, and I tapped him on the shoulder, and he goes, wow! And that was the end of that. He never talked to me again, Johnny Reed.
It was Romania. It was a Romanian parliament. Sorry.
What's up, dog? Brian, big pimping over the holidays. Look at him.
You should see it.
Slinging dick and giving out bubble gum.
You guys should see it, it's really crazy. The guy says, you killed our future, and then fucking swan dives. It's nowhere near high enough to kill him. I don't know what the fuck he was thinking.
Just attention.
I can never imagine trying to commit suicide and fucking up, and you got to be around your friends and shit all the time.
You
want to
see this guy?
No, I don't want to see that fucking Momo. Just jumps off a building and lives. He should be shot and fucking hung. They should arrest you for felony stupid when you do that shit like
it's
that.
It's hilarious how committing suicide is against the law.
Is it?
Sure.
In America, too?
Of course.
What happens to you if you commit suicide and you fail?
You can't help someone either. I mean, look at that Kevorkian, you know? People who want to die, you can't help them. You can't help them kill themselves. Even if they're dying, even if they're in horrible, horrible pain, you're not allowed to help them kill themselves. Yeah. That's ridiculous. There's a certain point in time where people are not going to come back, you know? There's a certain point in time when someone's in terrible, terrible agony. Help them. You know, give them some shit so they don't have to fucking feel that. Why is that so hard to do? Why? How can you lock someone up for that?
you know? But then you find out about Kevorkian that he was really kind of a creepy fuck. And he used to draw like these horrible, this horrible artwork like about murders and shit. And,
really?
Like something like really morose about.
But think about it, Joe Rogan. If I call you at 2 in the morning, you're sitting here, you're a little stoned.
I should look that
up. You're watching a movie and I call you up and say, Joe, I don't want to live no more. I'm going to come up by your house. I want to kill myself. You wouldn't say, really? Come on up. I'll help you.
No, he wouldn't. We'll tie
a fucking noose. I'll push in front of traffic.
This is a motherfucker that clearly doesn't know me, ladies and gentlemen.
No, obviously.
If it's 3 o'clock in the morning, I see Joey Diaz's number or the call ID. I go, oh, fuck that motherfucker, that crazy asshole. What is he doing? I'm going to sleep. No, Joey.
What time did you go to bed last night?
I can't use my pool.
What time did you go to bed last night? I almost called you.
It's always like 4.
My sleep schedule has been worse lately. I've been like not being able to sleep till like 5:30, 6 o'clock.
That happens because you're a swinger, dog. You're up every night. You're slinging dick. You know what I'm saying? You're going to parties.
For me, it's writing. You know, I get my best writing done late at night. You know, I just can think better when the world's asleep. You know, there's just something about I can go deeper into my head, you know.
See, I go the opposite way. I got to go to sleep and get up early.
Do you?
Yeah, I like to get up at 3. Like Monday, I got up at 3. Last night I got up at like 3:30 and wrote for a little while.
I think my craziest shit at night.
But then I get too fucking stoned. I got to go back to bed. I get so fucking stoned at 3-4 in the morning, you know?
Yeah.
And I try to keep it under control. Like one bong hit, another one an hour later, a little coffee.
Joey, we got to get you in that tank. You would fucking love it. You would fucking love it.
Yeah, I like all that piece
of shit.
You
need to get in the isolation tank. They got one. Well, I think you can fit in it.
The kid emailed me.
The one you can go to the one in Burbank too. There's
the
one.
The kid fucking emailed me. Your buddy, what's his name?
Craig Crash.
Crash emailed me. Where's his
Float Lab? Venice.
Venice. Okay.
Yeah, he's the master.
Now after you leave Venice, how do you feel? Can I drive back here?
Oh fuck yeah! You don't feel drunk or anything. No, you're 100% sober. You'll feel so relaxed.
You know, when I go to acupuncture, and I leave acupuncture on Tuesdays or Thursdays. That night I don't plan nothing because I don't want
to
sleep. Like
but I know how. This is why I say it. Cause I know how you love to get blasted. You like to get high as fuck. Just blast
fuck it. By myself.
And then while you're there, you're eating cookies and shit. I've had conversations with you where this is a typical conversation with Joey, like any given 11 p.m. evening. Dog. I just ate this banana bread.
Oh, I'm fucked up. I'm fucked up. I hide from my wife.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I close that fucking door in the bedroom. Say,
Joe Rogan, are you fucking kidding me? Are you fucking kidding me? Are you fucking kidding me?
I get so fucking blasted sometimes.
You would love an isolation tank, man, because when you get that blasted and then you climb in the tank, you go on these journeys, man. It's like the most insane amusement park ride ever. You can go on these journeys in your own mind. Like you go on these fantastic adventures. When you're super big, especially if you eat it, something about eating it and getting in the tank. Holy shit. I have hallucinations, man. I see like a lot of like animated things.
This episode is brought to you by Simply Safe. With summer coming up, I bet a lot of you have plans to travel, which is great. You should get out and experience the world. But I also know how stressful traveling can be. That's why I want to recommend Simply Safe. It provides award-winning security and peace of mind so you can have one less thing to worry about when you're away from your home this summer. I think SimpliSafe is a great option for home security because it protects your whole home, inside and out. It has a variety of cameras and sensors to detect the worst of the worst, including fires, floods, break-ins, and more. SimpliSafe has your back, and I especially like how there's no contracts and a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you can try it out confidently and really see if SimpliSafe is a good fit for you and your place. Everyone deserves to have peace of mind when they're away from home, and Simply Safe can help give you that. So try it out today. Right now, get 20% off any new Simply Safe system with Fast Protect monitoring at simplysafe.com/Rogan. That's simplysafe.com/Rogan. There's no safe like Simply Safe. This episode is brought to you by Hostage Tape. First of all, what a great name. This is a product that I use, and I started using long before it was an ad. Your sleep game is about to get a whole lot better, kids, because I want to introduce you to Hostage Tape. Put simply, it is tape for your mouth. But you're probably wondering why you should even need that. Well, if you're a mouth breather, if you snore a lot, or if you suffer from sleep apnea, this could make a big difference. This mouth tape can reduce or eliminate snoring and apnea, and at the same time, it'll help filter the air going to your lungs, increase your oxygen uptake, and improve circulation, which will make you feel more energized. It has tons of other benefits, too, like it helps with bad breath, dry mouth, and, of course, better sleep. For you and your partner, don't let bad sleep hold you hostage. Shut your fucking mouth with Hostage Tape. Buy it today and get a special buy two, get one free offer. That's a 90-day supply. Just visit HostageTape.com/Rogan. That's HostageTape.com/Rogan.
A lot of, like, weird cartoons play out. A lot of, like, weird fucking, I mean, really, but really repeated shit. Like, it repeats itself, the same sort of themes over and over again. And a lot of it is, like, animated characters. It's almost like some crazy fucking gonzo dimension that you can peer into when you're super high.
When you're super, super high. What's up with the fucking orange suit here? What are we doing?
He hasn't taken it off. You work part-time for Southwest.
I'm working for NASA.
You don't even know.
That's a good jacket, then.
Brian gave it to me for Christmas.
Where'd you get it from?
I got to wear it out of respect.
There's a retro store in Studio City that's just like an old retro clothing store.
Plus, when I want to say silly things, Iguana. I feel so much more comfortable saying silly things like this. You know, I think we should do a whole podcast where we just have goggles on. We just start talking crazy shit.
I almost lost an eye the other day from my cat, by the way.
Motherfucker.
Cats were chasing each other. I was laying on couch. Cat jumps down and claw hits me. Corner of eye, other corner of eye, and right below hitting my eyelid. It stuck and just went, like that. And just like almost ripped. Like it was.
Your cat's a cunt, man. Why does your cat think he can jump on you?
He was getting chased by the other cat. And
listen,
just
man, your cat should never think that she can jump on your face.
Right. I think it was like a more of a fall jump.
You got to learn how to smack your cat in the head.
Oh, dude, it was so close.
You got to make sure that your cat is treating you like a bitch. Your cat is saying, don't have to run on your shoulder and be considerate. I'll run on your fucking head.
Yeah.
Because my comfort is more important to me than you.
Yeah.
Your cat punked you, bro.
I know.
That's bullshit.
But that's crazy. Out of nowhere, I almost
got what you do. You got to grab your cat by the back of the neck. You got to grab your cat by the back of the neck and look at him in the eye and say, listen, hooker. This shit ain't gonna fly, okay? I'm the one who comes with the food. I'm the one who comes with the massages. You don't claw my fucking eyes out, shithead. And then put him down. I'll never do it again.
Yeah.
And
make sure you got the goggles on when you say that. Yeah. Right, you know what I'm saying? So he won't fucking scratch you again in the eyeball.
He's just paying me back for my rodeo cat videos I've been doing with him. Have you seen that?
No.
I have this thing where he sits on the back of the chair, and I just start shaking it, and he just like holds on as tight as he can and until he falls off. But he loves it. He just jumps back up, and he's like, do it again, do it again.
Oh, so it's like a game you guys play.
Yeah, so then I shake it. Cool. It's like earthquake.
Yeah, you have little agreements with cats, like games that you'll play with them.
Right.
Like, I have one cat. Like, there's an agreement. When I get her on her back and I shake her stomach, then she's allowed to bite me and kick me. And then we're playing. They're playing like bite me and kick me.
Yeah.
You know, it's like we both know what we're doing. Yeah. You know, she doesn't really bite me hard and she doesn't really kick me hard. And we're just like, oh, why you oughta. You know, it's weird. You know what I mean? You get like little agreements with cats, you know, like when it's time to play. And dogs too.
Yeah.
You know, they know, like, you go, rah, 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 and they're like, rah, 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 rah. They know we're playing now. Oh, here, we're going to do this thing that we always do. Like, they don't even know a word of English. They have no idea how to talk, but yet they understand.
How fucking amazing are pets?
I love it.
They're great if you take care of them, man.
They're great if you love them and take care
of
them.
If you love your pet, and it's just amazing. That's the most excitement I get at 3 in the morning, because my cats, they're so alert at 3 in the morning. They're out, and I can feel
they're nocturnal, right?
I could see them fucking around and how they get, and then I get up, and I'm like the Pope of the fucking neighborhood with the animals. I walk my wife to the train at 7. I walk back. I stop by the two cats in the corner, Biggie and Choco, and then these two old ladies have a dog that I fucking walk around the block.
Do you really? You walk a
dog?
Yeah,
man, yeah. Because
I've always loved animals.
Oh, I fucking love animals, man.
Every time I come over my house, Joey's more excited to see my dogs than me.
Oh, my God. It's it's something they give you. And once you have that understanding with them, even if, bro, the dog I walks around with a muzzle thing.
Yeah.
And I just went up to him one day. Fuck you and your muzzle, bitch. You don't intimidate me.
Right.
You're gonna bite me? I've been bit before. And she's like, you could see, she's like one of those shepherd mixes.
Yeah.
And once in a while, they get hit in the head with a hammer when they're young or something. They don't come back, those shepherds. Those fucking Nazi dogs.
Those dogs can be very mean.
And this dog, she even says it. The owner even says to me, she goes, I can't understand what you have with her. I'm a criminal. I know these fucking dogs. I'm an expert on fucking dogs. I was a burglar, Jack. You got to know dogs, you know? And I have no fear.
You
got to
love them and stand your ground.
I have no fear in dogs. I had a dog bite me in the face. I had a dog paw me. I've been bit all over my fucking body. I have no fear in dogs. I've been bit by
a
pit bull.
I have fear of dog. I got bit by the other day by a dog.
Did you really?
Yeah, this I went over to this person's house that have two dogs that kind of they stay outside to guard the house, you know, like there's a fence going around the whole entire house. But they're, I mean, they're dogs that they're family dog, but they live outside for the majority of the time. And this dog was barking.
Are they big? How big are they?
They're pretty big, about your size of you. Well, no, not like I don't
70
know.
70 pounds?
Yes.
Like a real
big dog. And it was one of those things where I was supposed to go around the back, and I was trying to go through the front, and the dog's sitting there barking like, wah, 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 wah. I'm like, hey, I'm like, I guess I'm not going to go through the front. And then my friend calls me and goes, no, go around back. I'm like, oh, okay. So I go around back, and he meets me at the gate. But right when he opens the gate, the dog just lunges at me and bites me right in the nipple.
Whoa.
And it hurt, and it was sore, and there was like a little, you know, bruising over there. But
did you have a thick jacket on?
Yeah, I had like a sweatshirt on or something like that.
God,
but
damn.
It hurt. I mean, it didn't puncture skin really, but it was all bruised the next day.
Yeah, what the fuck is wrong with his dog?
Yeah, I mean, then after a second, I was like, hey,
that's
like
a fucked up dog because the owner was there,
right?
And the owner and you were communicating.
Right.
And that dog didn't realize that you're a friend. That's an idiot.
Yeah.
That dog's retarded.
Yeah. But then like a few seconds after I was in there, the dog realized, oh, it's friends, and then was just nice.
Get him
like
to lick a normal your dog.
No, I was
lick it, bitch. You heard it. Lick it.
It fucking hurt though.
You just had a bad week without
that ain't cool, man. It's not cool.
And it came out of nowhere. I always
what
think
if that
like,
was your face, man.
Right. I always think like, oh, dog lunges at you, you're gonna be like, oh, you know, block it or something. Like, no, I was just like, what the fuck? Oh,
well, that's
ow.
The opposite. That's the other side of pets, man. Yeah. They are animals. Even your cat. If your cat wanted to attack you, man, you would be fucked.
Yeah.
You know, I had a feral cat for a while. And when they're mad and they get crazy and they get nutty, they're terrifying. And they're little tiny things.
I'm going to tell you guys something. I'll tell all your viewers at home. In 3 or 4 years as a burglar, I burglarized houses with pit bulls, Doberman Pinscher, and one German Shepherd. The German Shepherd ripped my hand open. Brian, look at the scar. Look at the scar with a barbed wire. Went right through the fucking thing and it ripped it open.
Oh, Jesus.
The worst animal ever in any drug burglary, any burglary I ever had was a Siamese cat.
Really?
At my friend's house. I didn't go into the house. I was outside with a gun because Adam wouldn't let him come down. He wanted to come down. All I could hear was this cat go, and he was attacking the shit out of him, attacking him. He'd come to the balcony and throw the jewelry off, and the cat was on his head pulling this. Like, to this day, that guy still has like a claw in his head that it just grew over. The skin grew over from burglarizing that Colombian drug dealer. She was a Colombian chick, and she would always go in the room and weigh the coke. We didn't know why.
Why?
I didn't know. Why? I kept saying, why do you go in the room? Bring it out here. She would always go in the room. And that's the reason why. She had a cat that she couldn't let out.
Whoa.
The door was always locked. And I never seen the cat, but when we tried to break into a house, my buddy seen the fucking cat.
So it was an attack Siamese cat?
Attack Siamese. Skinny, one of those skinny, ugly motherfuckers. He was on his head. At one point, he was looking over the balcony. He's like, I'm coming down, the cat. Will I throw the coke down? He's throwing the coke down, the jewelry, watch by watch. The cat was on his head, pulling upward. And I'll never forget that he had the cat by its neck trying to pull it off his fucking head. And the cat had all four claws into his head. It was classic. I remember going to the pawn shop to sell the jewelry. And he had blood all over his face.
Dude, it's hard to kill a cat.
It's hard. It was fucking hard. This was the worst animal attack I've ever seen.
You think about how strong cats are, and they're so small. You know, it's so scary, and they're so small. Imagine like a big cat. Imagine getting jacked by a mountain lion. What the fuck, man?
You can't get one of those. You would shit your pants if a fucking mountain lion came.
They're so strong, too. That's what everybody always says about them, too, if they get attacked.
They're fucking monsters. Their power, their everything is just too much.
What a bunch of crazy assholes to keep them as pets. You know, it's not that hard to get licenses for shit like that. Like in Nevada, Mike Tyson had a bunch of shit. He had a lion. I think he had a bunch of shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
There was some dude who got arrested he didn't get arrested. He died. Excuse me. He was in, I think he was in Harlem, and he had a tiger and a crocodile and like a bunch of shit in his apartment. Dude had an apartment with a tiger in it.
Wow.
He had a tiger in a cage in his fucking apartment.
Did you hear about that?
A fucking
did you hear about that bus
and
recently?
Killed him.
In LA, there was that bus with all the cats. There was like
240 fucking
240
cats.
And like this woman had like one of those
in one house
storage like, you know, where you rent storage.
And it was filled with cats?
Filled with 240 some 50 cats.
Oh,
half of them
God.
Were like dead, and she had like some kind of like sickness where she had to take care of all these cats. And
my God.
It was crazy. It was in California like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, right down the corner here. Some fucking Pomona, one of those places. 240 fucking cats.
That's fucked up.
Is it ever going to be possible to fix people of that? Is it ever going to be... Are we ever going to have a society where there's no people who have 250 fucking cats dying and shit all over themselves in a storage container?
No, because that's just...
Is
like,
it possible?
Watch hoarders.
Obsessive.
Just
yeah,
watch fucking hoarders.
Yeah.
Right, but what
every
is it,
week.
What's the difference between them and you?
The best hoarders, the best episode of Hoarders is when they pull something up and go, "Oh, what's this?" And they pull up like a dead cat, and the lady goes, "That's what happened to Kitty."
Oh,
like, wait a second,
God.
Your cat disappeared in your fucking house 4 years ago, and you didn't smell it, you didn't see it. It's just, I mean, you gotta. I don't watch it every day, but if I'm switching channels and Hoarders is on, I fucking watch.
Human beings have a horrendous smell when they're dying. When
oh,
I was a
please.
Kid,
oh.
I was a kid. We lived in an apartment building, and this lady died. She just died in her house, an old lady. And she was a fucking mean cunt, too, by the way, this old lady. And nobody was happier than me. She, like, when she died, like, she was creepy old lady. Anyway, she died, and we were walking by her house, her apartment, and it just stunk. The smell is so specific.
It's so bad. And it
so
goes
specific.
In your nose, and it stays there. It goes in your throat. It makes
it's
you want to
horrible.
Gag.
It's worse than any other animal smell dead. I've smelled a bunch of dead animals. There's nothing like a human. Humans, we got a very particular reeky,
oh,
nasty,
God, from a block
funk,
away.
Funk ass.
You can smell it from a block
never
away.
Never smelled a dead human.
Listen, dog, when I was a kid, I was about 8 or 9. I was about 8 or 9. I used to live in 205 West 88th Street during the week with the Jews, nice white people,
right
in Amsterdam where your boy lives. But then in the summers, I would go to 148th Street to my godmother's house. And it was two dimensions. The kids on 88th Street were nice kids. They played wiffle ball and
right.
organized. You went up to 148th Street. The first those motherfuckers said to you is, "You want to see a dead body?" And we go on the George Washington Bridge. We
wow.
take our bikes to go see a body that we weren't going to report.
Holy shit.
You know, we didn't report nothing in those days. That body was there for fucking weeks.
Oh, my God.
And I remember being 8 or 9. And then, come on, let's go. And we ride our bike. Come on, a
whoa.
Body. Here we go, fucking kids. And all of a sudden, there you go. And they put boards on top of them. From a block away, you can hear the
flies.
From the flies. You can hear it.
Oh, my God.
It makes the flies go fucking nuts. And then, in 94, I had a buddy, God bless his soul, who worked at a dump in Lyndhurst, New Jersey. And he made like 50 grand a year, but he made another 100 grand a year. Every month, somebody put envelopes in this fucking thing. Because they don't really break up the recyclables.
Right.
They just dump them all into one. That's what the mob was doing. He was working at a dumpster as part of a city job. And I remember I borrowed his car once to do comedy. He goes, "Dog, you want to see a foot? Like a dead body?" And it was under rubble, like garbage. Just going into fucking that Elizabeth, all that shit in Jersey where the garbage is. As soon as you come off that exit, it smells like ass. You just get used to it. He was used to it.
Yeah.
He you know, I just walk
smell.
Up to him and go, "Come on, you want to see fucking a dead body?" You go out for miles, there'd be rats running right in front of you. And he'd be talking to you like it was nothing. I see a rat, I shit my pants. I'm
There's
done.
Spots where you drive through New Jersey where it smells so bad. You go, "How the fuck can this be legal? What are they doing? What the fuck are you doing that everything smells like shit?" There's one thing with cows that happens with cows. Have you ever been by a cow farm?
Yeah,
when dairy farms and you know, where there's a lot of cows, man. My family used to live in Pennsylvania. They lived in Wilkes-Barre, like out in like kind of the boonies.
I've been there. I've done comedy there.
And
Linda Rowe.
Who else had? There's a one dude who had a whole bunch of them.
Scarpatti.
I would drive to go visit them. And I had to pass through this whole area where there was cows. And fucking A, it smelled bad for like a half an hour. Driving for a full half an hour, it just smelled like shit.
I grew up in that shit. You start getting used to it.
But isn't that, okay, I get that you would get used to it, but aren't you taking something into your body when you're smelling that? I mean, it's not as simple as you're just smelling it, right? You're smelling that there's particles in the air, and you're breathing that in as well. If it's that insanely offensive to your nostrils,
Isn't that some sort of a warning that your body's not supposed to have it inside of it?
Or it's some kind of nature's way of trying to get you to produce smelling ass, and so now you want to fuck cows or something? You know what I mean? Like the smell of the ass. You know how
animals... nature's way of trying to trick you?
You know how like animals, when they're trying to breed, they smell each other's ass and stuff like that? Like dogs smell each other's ass and like animals smell each other's butts. So
right.
Maybe there's some kind of weird hidden... trying, never mind.
You were talking from the senses, like
I tried to listen to you on that. I tried to go with you on that.
You're talking from the sense of like that movie where they show that every hamburger
I'm saying
patty,
it's just particles, man. When you're smelling that,
yeah, it has to affect you.
It's
somewhere.
Going in your body, yeah, man. It's not just. I mean, it's a fine shit mist in the air, is what it is. You know?
Dog, I grew up by the Meadowlands. That's when people say to me, "You should smoke from a humidifier, bitch." I'm from the Meadowlands. The fuck humidifier? Well, it's better for your lungs, bitch. I swam in the Hudson.
A humidifier.
I swam in the Hudson.
Did you really swim in the Hudson?
Yeah, I swam in the Hudson when I was a kid. You go over there once or twice and you jump in, then you see a seal, then you fucking come up with an eel on top of you. You know, and a foot.
How bad is the Hudson
River? Oh, it's hard. And this is 20 years ago when there was a place towards under the bridge. Like
nobody goes fishing in that, right?
No. It's
Isn't
a fucking
that
disgusting.
Hilarious that that's just accepted? It's accepted that there's going to be a certain amount of pollution and that we're just, listen, fuck this river. We're just going to dump our shit in this river. There's 7 fucking billion people living on this one tiny island. Fuck the river. You can't fish in the river. It's accepted that that's polluted.
I wouldn't fucking go in there, but I'll tell you what's crazy. In those days, Puerto Ricans are coming from the Bronx on the weekends.
There must be someone who fishes in it.
No, they're definitely people. Listen,
do they really?
People will fish, but the Puerto Ricans would come down with a Volkswagen and take 90 people out of there and a conga drum and a couch.
Have you ever drove by a paper mill before?
Yes,
that shit's disgusting. Yeah. That is the worst smell.
Wow, there's a
whole
association, the Hudson River Fishermen's Association.
Sounds hot.
Is that Hudson River Striped Bass, New York Harbor? Where's that?
I wouldn't fucking swim, drink that water. Nothing. Even that plane that landed, fucking, it's all rusty now. That plane that Sully landed in, that motherfucker, they tried to take it on, a wheel fell out. That shit will eat right
through
your skin.
They're fishing in New York Harbor. Is that right there?
They fish down by the village down there, like over by. They do. By Wall Street, there'd be fucking sick fucks that would fish out there.
Wow.
By Statue of Liberty.
Wow. Very strange.
I wouldn't eat any of that. I did see my friend Mike Askelis one time get an eel out of the Hudson, slice it open, and eat his fucking heart.
What?
Something crazy. It was like and those eels look like little snakes. But he ate an eel fucking one time, an eel's head.
Oh, yeah, they got some serious fucking problems here.
Oh, please.
The PCPs, chemicals discovered. Yeah, they're talking about all the different. This is like way back.
Listen, bro, let me explain something to you. You got
70s,
the bridge. You
the
got the bridge. You got the bridge. You got New York City, Harlem, and you got New Jersey, northern New Jersey. You got that bridge. Every day a cop pulls a kid over and the kid throws the drugs out the window. If that's happened every day for 30 years, that water's fucked.
Ugh.
That water's disgusting. They have glass there where George Washington was there and he shot cannonballs at the Indians across the fucking
well,
thing.
Doesn't the sewers empty out into that too? Do the sewers empty out into the oceans?
No.
What happens there?
I don't know.
When I was a kid, there was the Charles River. It's in Boston, and there was a branch of it was by my house. And we used to go there and hang out, and we were walking across this little area, and I saw something bubbling up in the water. And I looked at it, and I was like, what the fuck is that? It's like a broken something, like a pipe, because there's like a flow of water that's coming up. And I see all these things floating in it. And then I saw a condom. Mm. And then I realized what it is. I saw lumps of shit. I'm like, oh, my God, like this is shit water. It's just pouring directly into the river. It's coming out in a big flow. Like, I don't know if it was a broken pipe or it's just how they dump it off. That's what they do.
I don't trust water no more, first of all.
Oh, it's disgusting.
I don't even trust that shit in the bottle.
I trust the bottle.
Listen, bro, we're all fucked. The bullshit. What's that? What's your buddies? Penn and Teller did the best show ever.
On water?
About water, yeah. About water, where it comes from San Antonio, from some fucking geyser. And the people say it comes from Alaska. But the best was when they went to Beverly Hills to a water bar. And they were in there, and they were taking water from a hose and giving it to these fucking momos in Beverly Hills. And, oh, my God, this water is so
water bars.
Water bars. And these idiots are like, oh, my God, this water, I can feel the nuttiness. It's from France. Bitch, it comes from a hose from fucking L.A. That's
the nuttiness from France.
You know, my wife is a big water filter, $300 every month for the filter. I tried to prove a point. I got a glass of water. I filled it. I left it in the cabinet for 2 days. It was fucking green 2 days later.
Oh, did I tell you what happened to me? I had a water cooler, one of those, you know, like hot, cold water coolers with the jugs. Had it for like 3 years, you know. Never thought anything of it, you know, just replaced it every time I emptied it, whatever. Noticed the other day, it was had like this green tint to it. Like the sun was shining through the window at the right point, and I was like, what? That looks a little green, you know. And I poured it in a glass and looked at it. I'm like, no, it looks fine. Then I went somewhere on the road with you, came back, and it looked a little bit greener. And I'm like, what? That is green now. So I took it out, looked inside the tank. Everything looked clean and stuff. And I was like, starting to freak out. It started tasting and smelling a little weird. Finally, I called the company up, and I'm like, you know, what's going on here? It seems like it's getting a little green, but I look inside, and everything's fine. And they're like, oh, you have to clean those out, like, every 3 months. You know that, right? And I'm like, whoa, I've had this for 3 years, never cleaned it out once. They're like, yeah, take it apart. So I took it apart, just green mold underneath the thing. I've been drinking swamp water for the last
there you go, $15 a month.
And so then they're like, no, you must wash it out with bleach and all this crap. So
what?
I fucking washed it out
with bleach?
Yeah. They're like, put bleach in there.
Wait,
and stuff.
What is this product again? What is
like a water cooler? You know how like you would get the jugs of like Arrowhead water and you put it on the thing.
That one of those things. Yeah. You have to clean the insides of it.
Yes, you're supposed to clean that. I never knew this. You're supposed to clean that thing out like every 3 to 6 months is what they told me. And I've had mine for 3 years
with bleach.
Yeah, they said like a cup of like a little tab of bleach and mix it with water, run it through a couple times. I started running it through a couple times and whatever happened, like the bleach somehow started eating away at some of the metal. So then I put another jug on. I thought it was all cleaned out. Pour my glass of water. I looked down. This time there was like all these little black dots in there. And I'm like, what are all these black dots? Found out like the bleach had like disintegrated something or I don't know what. The mold disintegrated something. And now I was drinking like metal.
Oh,
so I just threw the fucking thing out. Now I'm like, fuck, what do I do? I don't know if I want to go back that way. Bottled water seems like the way to go, you know? Just drink it and throw it away.
It's really interesting. For my sleep apnea machine, it has a reservoir where you put water in, so it's a humidifier. So it keeps your throat moist at night. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You won't snore. And it's so weird. I'm supposed to put distilled water in there.
Right.
And I put distilled water in there all the time. The machine's great. I clean it out once a week with bleach and the whole thing. But when I go on the road, I don't use distilled water. And it's very interesting. But I could tell you who's got the dirtiest fucking waters after I come home from the road.
Really?
Like Arizona is disgusting. Fucking that Tucson trip we took. When did we go for the UFC? Just last month, we went down there for something.
Arizona.
Not to Arizona State. Yeah, we did the Wednesday night. Austin.
Austin.
The fucking filter was disgusting when I got back.
So not Arizona, Austin.
Austin, Texas. Oh. Gray as shit.
Really?
When I went to Arizona, that's why one time I went to Arizona this year. When I came back, it was a 3-night trip. The fucking machine was gray from the water. So I could tell the local water. And even if I buy bottled water, it comes back clean. But sometimes with just the local water from the bathroom, I could tell you just from that machine who's got the good water and the dirty water.
There
Arizona's
was a test
filthy.
Recently. There was some study that was published that showed 31 different cities have elevated levels of certain chemicals that they believe might be carcinogens that are in the water. Mm-hmm. 31 cities.
Yeah.
Elevated levels, some of them like 200 times the level that they think would be appropriate.
And they all have prescription drugs in them.
Yeah.
Yeah, all have prescription drugs in them. People flush their shit down the toilet.
Right. So our dicks are going to get harder. We're all going to have less headaches.
Pregnant. think about that, man. Think what I mean, they're not levels, though. That are they levels that you can...
I don't know, but what if... Because, like, one of the... What
there's no psychoactive levels of drugs that have ever been found in the water, right?
Isn't
it like,
not.
I think it's, like, parts per million.
But
I
what if it gets to the point that, like birth control starts getting into the water, too, where everyone who drinks water cannot get pregnant anymore?
Well, tell these whores to stop flushing their birth control pills. Could you imagine? If you're such a whore, you have so much birth control pills that when you flush them, nobody can get pregnant. That's what a whore you are, you fucking pig.
No,
how about just lay off the dick?
That's
you don't
crazy,
have to take
though.
A billion pills and keep stuffing cocks in your clam.
Because what they're saying is like the prescription drug gets in the water and it can't get out of the water. They can't take it out of the water anymore, can they?
No.
So the longer we live, the more that chemical is going to be put into the water, to the water.
Well,
so,
I don't know about that. I think it must break down over time.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Or does it get worse?
I would imagine. I mean, if something, you know, it's going to be getting filtered somehow or another.
I mean, the population of Earth has doubled since, the 1950s? And so our water might be being fucked. It might be getting fucking, like, we don't even realize that our water at one point, we're not going to be able to drink it, because if we drink it and you're allergic to penicillin, you're going to break out in hives. And everything's made out of water. That's fucking
scary. It's filthy.
Scary.
It's in LA, the water is filthy.
A scary thing.
They recycle.
You ever take a shower
and you come out and you smell like somebody else? That's fucking dirty water. That's recycled fucking water.
When you're drinking, when you're eating pasta, you know, and you boil water, you know, that water is still that funky water from the fucking sink.
Yeah.
You know, so even if you try to drink bottled water all the time, are you really making spaghetti with bottled water too?
I do.
Is that the move? Probably is the move, right?
And well, they say to boil water anyway, right? If you boil water, it comes back pretty clean and right?
Yeah, pretty clean, but not everything. You don't kill everything. You don't kill a lot of the chemicals.
Fucking water.
Fucking water, man. How does it work?
They need to find a substitute for water, but anything that would be a substitute for water would be made from water.
Joey, do you know anything about the Juggalos?
What's the Juggalos?
Do you know anything about Insane Clown Posse?
Nothing?
It's a crazy
Joe's
movement.
Joe's going to learn you.
It's a crazy movement. There's fucking millions of these guys following the Insane Clown Posse all around the country, wearing makeup and shit, and they're all like this motley crew of unfortunate tattoos and just fucking strange dental structure, and you know, they're a trip, man. It's a giant fucking movement now.
Now, where'd you bump into these people?
I didn't bump into them. I'm just like seeing it online. It's one of those things that like kind of snuck up out of nowhere.
So what do I have to do to become a Juggalo? I gotta get a tattoo or pull my fucking tooth out.
You
gotta
be
like
into
that?
The Insane Clown Posse.
Now that's a rap band.
Yeah.
That's the one that Dante had.
People
a fight
make
with.
Fun of him. Honestly, Dante had a fight with him?
One of those guys.
I don't know.
Dante from Hollywood?
Dante. Which Dante? Dante.
Black Dante. How many Dantes
really?
You know?
We know two. The comic, too.
Fuck him. I'm talking about Black Dante.
Black Dante. He got in a fight with the Insane Clown
Posse. One of those guys. I mean, he was telling you, too.
I don't remember this. Tell me the story.
I don't know the story. I don't know.
I've heard too many stories.
Let me get a coconut water dog. Now, they hang out in Hollywood, these people, correct?
I don't know. I don't know much about them.
This happened 5 years ago with Dante.
And Dante got in a fight with one of them? Dante's a big boy.
Yeah, you got to see him now.
That's not a good move to get in a fight with Dante.
I seen him a month ago. He's getting ready for football. So he's been running. I seen him.
Football? Isn't he 40?
He plays semi-pro football.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
When did he start playing again?
5 years ago.
Really?
Yeah.
How old is he?
I think he's about 31. His football.
He's only 31?
Yeah, his bullet wound is healed.
That's one of the funniest things he could ever say. He's ready to play. His bullet wound is healed.
He got shot in the leg on the driveway.
How good is this C2O? This coconut water? This stuff
love
is
it.
Shit. They sent me a whole case of it.
I'm addicted to it.
I've been drinking that shit for 2-3 years. I was paying.
Stuff is awesome. This is the best one I've ever found.
I like the Zico. Zico's good too.
Yeah.
Zico's very good too.
I've been buying those in like the cartons now at the grocery stores. Now carry them like almost like in milk carton type things.
Yeah,
and then it's like, I mean, it's $3.99, but it's pretty good. But I still like C2O better. I just wish it was.
You know, I like this because I like it's a big can.
Yeah,
17 ounces.
And what you gotta do is take it out of the can and put it over ice.
Yeah,
that's the patois.
I like how the way it is.
No. Put it over the ice and you'll see what.
No.
It's like Coke One.
That ice cubes has got fucking cyanide in them.
Coke One is okay, but with ice cubes, you think you're fucking drinking Coke.
So you drink bottled water ice cubes too? You do that?
Sometimes, yeah.
Sometimes?
Yeah, I like that too.
My dad's been making daiquiris with it. With coconut water.
Your dad gets fucked up.
Dude, my dad has a happy hour every day. He sits in the backyard. They both retired. And so
he just gets hammered every day?
Every day at 5, 6 o'clock, they'll sit out and have a couple drinks. Not hammered, but like 2 or 3
gets
drinks.
Lit.
Yeah, it gets lit every day.
Wow.
Does he take care of himself?
Huh?
Does he take care of himself?
Oh, yeah. He works out every day.
That's why I thought it was funny. Yeah. Like your dad's a very smart guy, right?
Yeah, very smart.
He's some sort of inventor character?
Yeah, engineer, inventor, trying to break perpetual motion in his basement type kind of guy. Kicks down a window if he wants to build a greenhouse. And he'll be like, I'm going to build a greenhouse. And just smashes a window out and builds a greenhouse with a hot tub in it. Like, your car breaks down. He'll take the engine out, throw it on the ground. It's crazy how if the internet was around when he was growing up, he would be a mad programmer. He would be a huge computer nerd, which is crazy because he would have lost all those skills, you know, like building cars and tearing down walls because he would have been addicted. You could tell he would have been addicted to the internet.
Wow. Do you ever try to get him into it now?
Yeah, but I mean, he has the same computer I got him like 7 years ago.
Do you ever ask him like how come he's not into it?
I think he is into it, but I think he just, I mean, it's weird. Like people, having a laptop is completely different. You know, like if you had a computer in a computer room, you'll probably not use it as much as if you had a laptop on the couch, laptop in bed. I think the laptop is the crack for people. If once they get a laptop,
Your dad probably doesn't know where to begin. He probably doesn't know. I mean, but that's why it's so curious to me that your dad is so intelligent and so curious. That why wouldn't he be like all over the net? Why wouldn't he be online every day, like reading new things?
I think he does. I think he does to a point. He just doesn't take it to the advantage because he
can't get hooked on this shit, dog. There's other things to fucking life too.
No, yeah. I understand.
Just because you're smart don't mean you gotta sit on this fucking thing all day either, guy.
No. What I'm saying is, you read
something once in a while, you move on with the your guy's life. Like there's a whole life out there.
Oh
dog.
No, I understand.
Yeah, there's a whole fucking life.
The
out
guy's
there.
A super curious guy. That's all
yeah,
I'm saying.
Yeah, we all
I'm
are.
Saying, but when you're a guy like Brian and his dad is a lot like Brian. Like, you would say, like, man, like, you don't know what you're missing. A lot of people, they just never
how
get used to it
how
the right way.
How old is your father?
60-something.
That means he's getting 1 foot in the grave, 1 a banana peel. By the time he starts learning about it's like me, why I didn't take acid, why I didn't take ecstasy. Because I was already hooked on coke. I got enough problems with the coke. I'm going to open up a fucking thing of ecstasy now? Same thing with his dad. He's smart enough. You don't need to fucking look at computers. He wants to sit in the back and drink coconut water and daiquiri.
He just equated a man looking at computers as to why you don't
yeah,
do
he's 60-something fucking years old. You think he's got time? He don't want to be on a computer. He wants to get his dick sucked. You know what I'm saying? Before he dies. That's why he's drinking daiquiris and having a good time on the balcony. You want him out there with a fucking thing like this fucking Momo playing on the thing, taking pictures of the cat. That guy's got one from the grave to die.
I understand that. I think that reading things on the internet makes life more interesting.
Oh, I read shit every day, but I'm not going to live on there and fucking, you know, you got to do other shit.
For sure. You have to live your life. I mean,
fuck that shit.
Being on it all the time is not the move. But being on it not at all is not the move either.
No, but you can't believe everything you fucking read on there anyway. Gives a fuck. I'm going to sit there and watch these documentaries every day. Get the fuck out of here. I'm living life. I'm doing my own motherfucking documentary.
I believe you.
Like, what's his name? What's his name? The guy that Tina Turner's husband.
Ike Turner?
We're making our own movies. We're writing our own books. Fuck these bitches. You know what I'm saying? You got to be there on the end of the day about the simian fucking. Who gives a fuck? It's raining 4 days out there. The 101's backed up to pieces. Give a fuck about some fucking
now Joey, when are you going to eventually science. Move off of MySpace? Because I've noticed you still do your blogs on
I
MySpace
do my blog. I'm never going off MySpace.
Well, here's the deal. If MySpace goes away,
then it goes away. Then I'll burn that
they're
bridge.
They're
gonna
take away all your blogs.
I got them on WordPress, dog. Who do you think you're dealing with?
Right.
Some fucking novice? Relax. What's with the questions? You're writing for the school fucking paper?
Why don't you just
it's Christmas. Go on fucking Walmart.com and
Brian, why do you care if he's on MySpace?
Because I tell you why I don't want to go on two different things. I'll tell you guys why. Because my Twitter people are a little fucking crazy, and I like you motherfuckers. That's why I put the blog on Twitter after I do it on MySpace. My Facebook people, I got family people on there, and I got people that have kids on there, and they look at a lot of shit, so I gotta be careful what I say on there, which is perfect. That's why. MySpace, I'm proving a fucking point that we gotta stop being sheep, people. You gotta stop jumping on the next big fucking thing. You know, by the end of the year, we'll have 10 fucking G's on an iPhone, and you got all of them. You gotta relax. You gotta control yourself. And this is what I'm gonna stick to for a while.
I'm just gonna say that. I'm just gonna say. I didn't know you had like two copies because MySpace, in my opinion, one day is gonna go away.
Oh please, it's
probably
horrible.
Pretty soon,
it's garbage.
And
it's
I didn't want you to lose all
Why,
your.
Are
thoughts.
You sure it's gonna go away?
Yeah,
dude, it's pretty bad. They're
busy. Trying to vote people back in.
It's awful. They're just drowning in loss right now.
Really?
And money. And
isn't that incredible
everything.
That they used to be so huge just a short period of time ago? That is the most fickle thing I think I've ever seen.
But that's our society nowadays.
I know.
We're on something for 6 months and we move on. That's not good anymore. Who fucking told you it wasn't
Facebook's
good
starting to Who go fucking... down a bad path, though, lately.
Really?
I don't know if you noticed that. I've been getting, like, spam from fucking comics.
Bro,
Levy or whatever his name is. It's called Levy Land. I think I've blocked the guy. I've unfriended the guy. But somehow I'm still getting fucking two messages a day about Levy Land USA. And I'm like, all right, this is impossible.
No, that's because Bob Levy's my friend. I go into your settings and I fuck
with
you.
Yeah, you probably do. Add Levy.
I add him every time.
But
every
that's
day,
a perfect example.
Is Bob on here? Oh, no, he got rid of Bob. Let's put him back in here.
That was the beginning stages of MySpace.
If every fucking week we come out with a new fad, a new fucking thing, we got to put the foot down.
Joey, I'm just proud of you that you're online. I remember when you weren't even online. I remember when you wouldn't make text messages. I remember you.
I still don't do text messages.
You didn't
want to
have a phone.
I cut them out again.
The page is fine. Page is fine. I don't need a fucking phone.
You don't need no fucking phone. I want people calling me and telling me shit.
So you stopped text messaging?
Yeah, I cut it out.
What happened?
Because people, too much stupidity. Text message me if there's a dollar bill number at the end of it.
Yeah.
Don't text message me some stupid shit. I'm waiting for you under the light. Just call me.
Don't text message me some shit that makes me think you just need a hug.
Yeah, I don't need that shit in my life. You know, somebody sends you a message. It's like on Facebook. I love Facebook. I love Twitter. But somebody sends you a message. They want to have a conversation on that. I don't want to have no conversation on Facebook. Tell me what you got to tell me. I'll tell you and move on with your life. Then they write you back. Thank you for... What the fuck? Let it go. Move on to the next fucking Momo. You know what I'm saying? How long do you want to sit here? I can't do that. I can't do that at all. I don't. My ADD.
Well, you don't type that well either, right?
So it takes you a long time to write. No, I type well, but I type. You know, I type. I'm better than I was before. I took typing 2 years of typing in high school, but that was 20 years ago and 30 million fucking joints. You know, so you
I did it from Mavis Baking teaches typing. I used a computer program. That's how I learned it. It's fun. They make it like a game. You know, that's how I learned it. I'm not that good though. I'm decent.
No, you're really good. I've seen you. You're very good. I just. You know, I'm having a good time on the computer. I write a lot on the computer.
But no more text messaging.
Nah.
Too much.
That's
they abused
stupid.
It, right? Those
no,
fucks.
Listen. I just don't like people that they use it as business. That's what I didn't like. I didn't like, you know, if you want me to do your fucking show, call me.
Whoa.
Hey, are you available Tuesday
God, that's
the 8th?
Such a bad idea.
It's hurt my ear.
Tuesday the 8th? Fucking call me. This is business. I don't want no mix-ups. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I
understand.
No misunderstanding.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
Just call me.
Call
you said
me.
Something a couple of weeks ago that I didn't understand. You told me, you go, you don't understand, Joey. When you get busier, the computer, bitch, when you were doing news radio, there was no computer. You were getting, Sussman was calling you direct. Direct. Call me, bitch.
Right. But
don't text me. Don't
more,
even.
You can definitely get more things done.
I know.
Because
call me.
I am sick of calling me. I'm almost, if I could take that as an option out, I will probably do it
soon.
There's certain
calling
things, though, that you have to get done with a conversation.
Yeah.
I don't like
but,
a lot of
but for the majority,
talk.
Majority.
It's like certain conversations. I get in conversations on a message board, and I go, fuck, what kind of can of worms did I open up here? Because this is going to take a long time to really, truly explain. It's a very, very involved subject.
And that's 2 hours.
And I can't. I don't have the time, man. It's not even a time thing. I don't have the effort. I'm too focused in too many different areas. Like, I try to, like, on message boards especially, I try to put in as much time as I can and talk about stuff and, you know, and go back and forth with things. But, fuck, man, I got so much other shit to do. It's like, it's really, like, it's counterproductive to me to, like, get into any, like, really deep discussion. Those things become a huge pain in the ass.
But also, when I'm doing something, I'm in a mindset, you know, and the phone rings, and they're, you know, I'm just like, fuck this, I can't answer this, because it's going to ruin my thought process.
Right.
That's why I like texting, because when I'm done with something, I'll just go like, okay, yes, no, blue, purple, vagina, and, you know.
Right, well, that's when you want, like, trivial subjects on a message board.
That's,
you want to go, you know, they just cured AIDS with stem cells. Holy, and you want to look at that and just type, holy shit, we can fuck with condoms? With no condoms now? You know, I mean, it's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't get in some gigantic debate about something. You know, just something fascinating and interesting. But those, the ones when you get drawn into them, man, those go on for, they can go on for days and days, because it's such an ineffective way to communicate. You know, you write something out, and then I write a response, and I wait for you. It's like, fucking goddamn, that's time consuming. You know?
I like Twitter, because 140 fucking words.
Yes.
I'm in and out of there.
And I'll tell you what, if I see six, seven in a row that someone sends me, and they're just, oh, you're crazy, click, blocked.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just take up my whole thing just trying to communicate with me about every fucking thing you can think of.
I hate it.
Yeah, it becomes annoying. But the beautiful thing is that you could stop that. You could stop people from just clogging it up and being attention
whores. I just ban people. I'm like, if they start like just acting a fool, then I just.
But there's plenty of cool people on it too.
Plenty
and people
of cool
are
people.
Always sending me cool Twitter links.
Me too.
And they're always sending me interesting stories and interesting videos.
I get great music
interesting
videos.
Music.
So I love all that shit.
Cool music suggestions.
Oh, I got a great link last night. Somebody sent me. I hadn't seen it in 15 fucking years. So
what was it?
The Bruce Lee Chuck Norris fight from the Coliseum. It
seems
trivial to you, but if you haven't seen it in 15, 20 years, you're like, wow.
Yeah,
that's fucking great. That's
a
great
classic,
one.
Classic, man.
He starts boxing them, and the cats are running around. And if you know anything about the Roman Colosseum, they got a million cats walking around there. Sorry. That's what
Did they film that at the Colosseum?
I don't know, because the first scene is a set.
Yeah.
Then they turn the camera around, and it looks like the Colosseum. They're there. Or they did some footage there, but it's so weird. Like, if you know anything about the Colosseum, they have, like I said, they have 20 million fucking cats walking around there. It's just infested with generations and generations of cats.
I've never been there, man. I want to go, though.
To Rome?
Yeah. You want to go to Rome? Yeah, I want to go to Rome, and I want to go to Athens. I want to see the Parthenon, the Acropolis. I want to see all that crazy shit. You know, that was an amazing time, man. It's amazing that they were so advanced as far as, like, the incredible buildings that were creating, but then nobody even bothered fixing them. Nobody even bothered keeping them up. Like, society had crumbled so far that they became rubble. You know, some of the most incredible structures, like the people that built them. You know, you got to go, what happens when the people that made this incredible quality of building, what happens when they just die off? What happens when no one can do that shit anymore? What happens when, you know, you go through a few generations and no one knows how to fix the ceiling anymore because no one's like a carpenter to the level that these people were back then? Then they just start rotting out, you know, and then it becomes nothing. It's pretty fucking nuts when you think of, like, look at the houses that are around. If you look at the surrounding area of Rome or of Athens, they're all normal modern houses now, you know? But yet, here's these insane stone structures that have stood the test of time and, you know, are here from 1,000 years ago, and this amazing architecture and incredible, you know, precise craftsmanship, all just 1,000 years ago, you know? It's pretty amazing stuff.
Genius.
And it all fell apart. All fell apart.
You know what's crazy, bro? Going back to that thing about cannibalism, because the foot. No, because I was thinking last night or the night before, there was a show on APL about the history of cats or something.
Yeah.
And they were talking about Egypt and all that with the tombstones and what was going on. People were dying.
Right.
And what they were doing is, let's say somebody died and it was their favorite cat. They want the cat to go on the journey with them. Listen to this shit, dog. So they would take them in, they'd get them mummified.
Yeah.
But before they mummified, they'd break their neck to make sure that they would never leave. Do you follow what I'm saying to you? So once you went to the life, the soul would go to that life with you.
Uh-huh.
But if you broke the cat, all the cats' necks that were mummified, their necks were broken.
How do you know that's just not how they do
it? Well, I guess that's what they were talking about on the show last night. Well, that's what they were doing. If somebody had a favorite cat and they died and the cat lived, they would kill the cat so you could take the journey with them.
Whoa.
And they would wrap them up and shit like that.
Egyptians were like really into cats.
Yeah, really into cats. Too much. But it lifts your eyebrows about what the fuck were they really thinking about. They were such a smart civilization and so kinky and shit. But they knew something. Like if your cat died in those times and you had it, before you buried your cat, you had to take him to some guy in the neighborhood. If that guy thought you abused the cat, they'd kill you.
What a fucking...
They had the records of all the cats in the neighborhood.
It's so crazy that they worship cats. You know, Tutankhamun, King Tut, and his father, Akhenaten, they were both, like, deformed. They both had, like, extra long heads. They both had, like, these weird physical, like, some sort of a deformation of their head. They had, like, extra long heads. When they found his dad, and all the depictions of him look like that, too. I think his name's Akhenaten. And Tutankhamun, if you look at all the images of them, they all have like these weird kind of long heads. Hmm. It's really a trip, man. I wonder if like there's a few instances of people, you know, back in those days. I mean, if you look at like what Egypt was able to accomplish, I wonder if there were like some super fucking Rain Man motherfuckers. Just a few super Rain Man motherfuckers that just defied all the current... You know, current
IQ levels,
intelligence IQ, levels, just a few fucking freaks, a few weird freaks. You know, like every now and then, there's a dude who's born with Lexington Steel's dick. You know, dude's got like a 14-inch dick. That's not normal, but it's like so far above normal. It's like, what happens there? Can a brain be born like that? Can you get a 14-inch dick brain? You know, because if you can, could you imagine?
Yeah, but was he just really good at, like, wow, I could build shoes better than this person, you know? He was just smarter for that time period, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what Akhenaten accomplished or what Tutankhamun. He died when he was really young. I know
those
that.
People died when they were, they didn't live too long.
Some of them did.
How old? 35, 40?
I think it was 50. Tutmosis. One of them lived so long that by the time he died, everyone that was alive had been born during his title reign, and they were concerned that when he died, that the world would end. They had not known life without this guy. I forget which one that was. I'm not really big up on my pharaohs.
it's too much to think about, man. I've watched these Egyptian documentaries, like Magical Egypt. It's fascinating shit. But it's like 6 fucking hours, at least 6 hours of DVDs. And it's like you're trying to pay attention and keep track, and you're like, whoa. Like, if you really wanted to, like, lose your mind, get into Egypt. Get into studying ancient Egypt, because it's so complicated and so surreal. That you're like, look at these people. They drew these. Their language consisted of nutty stick figures, and they were all about stars and transcending this life. And yet they made the most insane structures ever known to man. Like, they were like a super psychedelic culture.
Where's Pompeii at?
I don't know. India? Right? Yeah.
No, that's
Bombay, Pompeii.
Pompeii.
Pompano's in
Pompeii. Let's find out.
East Coast.
Why'd you ask?
No, because I seen that Pink Floyd did a concert there. They put it on DVD like in 1975.
Pompeii's in Italy.
Pompeii.
It's in Italy.
P-O-M.
P-O-M-P-E-I.
P-E-I, yeah.
It's in it's a province of Naples.
Pink Floyd live at Pompeii. Fucking tremendous. They set the equipment out there. They did Dark Side of the Moon.
I wonder what it's like going back to the old country and hanging out with those Italians. I bet they're fucking freaks.
Oh, you can eat breadsticks at the Olive Garden.
I would love to go to Sicily one time.
I bet they're freaks.
But I heard the best foods in Spain. I heard really? The food's off the chain, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I heard from professional
eaters. Yeah, it's like places like that, right? Like the passion places, like Spain and France and Italy. And like these, they're considered like real passionate. You know, like passionate European countries.
For us, it's just, we just go over there and have a good time.
But German is not.
Oh my God, we went
passionate.
To Italy and it was just.
I love it when you do that.
But it's interesting. Like, German is not considered passionate. No. They're not. They're considered cold and calculated, and their food kind of sucks. Really? I mean, yeah, oh there's Wiener Schnitzels and shit like that, and there's a lot
Sauerbraten
of sausages. It's okay.
Kicking.
But it doesn't compare to like Italian food. Like no. Italian cuisine, like the depth of Italian cuisine. Like German food is like, it's, you know, it's okay.
It's amazing
it's
that Italian
very cut
food
and dry.
Is the number one ethnic food in the United States.
It's more fucking delicious.
More people go out for Italian food every night than any other.
It's all comfort food. I mean, think of what Italian food is. It's all pastas, lasagnas, and meat sauce, and it's all just comfort.
Fucking delicious.
Yeah, it's the best.
Nice spaghetti and meatballs.
That this is something about the whole culture that comes out of, you know? It says a lot about how the people are living. Like, it's healthy, but, it, you know, what the fuck? It's not made for health. It's made for taste.
Tomorrow night's one of the nights I would love to be home, because tomorrow night those fucking guineas. They do it right. My friends in Jersey, they do it right, dog. They do the night of the seven Mars, the seven fish. Seven fucking fish. You got to eat seven. And it starts with those skinny little what's the smelts? And
smelts.
Then they go to the clams. Then they go to the mussels. Then they go to the fucking shrimp. Then they go to the clam. They put the crab.
You know what I miss? I miss sausage and peppers.
Oh, sausage, I had
and,
sausage
and peppers sub
this
fried
morning for breakfast. After
I get
yoga.
It down here at Cavaretta's, yeah, man, but it's with tomato sauce. They have a they
you
do
like
it
with
sauce.
Tomato sauce.
Well, that's how they do it out here. You know, it's good. It's great.
Peppers.
It's delicious. I'm happy just to have it.
I had this morning.
But
this,
like
I had it this morning.
The fried kind too.
Yeah,
those are good.
I went right from yoga. Me and my wife went right.
Sausage and peppers.
I went to begin a yoga at 8:30.
How many points is that? A million? What is that?
Sausage and peppers. I think I gave it like 14. I had the small.
Yeah,
so
if that.
I had the
yeah.
small.
Sausage
yeah,
no not cheese. A lot of points?
Six.
Not one sausage.
Not one sausage.
It's not
it's
that
when you
bad.
Eat 92. But Weight Watchers changed the point
yeah,
system.
They changed it
and
all
fat up. People are fucking at arms. Me, I just stuck to the old points because that's all.
Dude,
just
I like the new points.
Don't
the new points
I can't
you
understand
can now,
them.
You can eat as,
I don't fucking understand
yeah,
them.
Well, pretty much the new point systems. Now you can eat as much vegetables and fruit as
right,
you want.
Right, which I did.
Always,
I,
yeah,
I did.
Always been,
I never counted my right. points on fruit anyway, but they doubled up on the pasta and shit.
Well, that makes sense. Like, there was some, like, there was too many, like you should not be allowed to eat, like, 2-point Cheez-Its all day, you know? And, like, you should not be able to do that. There was things like that. Like it just hadn't been updated in so long,
you guys,
especially with all these
diet
foods.
You gotta explain, if you're talking about this, you gotta explain what the fuck this all means.
Weight Watchers, Weight Watchers is a point-based system. It's usually, okay. It used to be based mostly on calories, dietary fat, or fiber and fat grams. And
the more fiber, the least the points.
Right,
correct?
Right. You add
so
up all
you can
the
eat
points.
All the vegetables you want.
All the, but it used to charge you points.
Yeah.
I never counted my points with vegetables or fruit because I knew it was a scam. It's all water.
Scam.
And I was right. They just want to charge you.
The new system's way more
yeah,
accurate
new system,
based
but the new
on
system, yeah.
recent findings.
Like, have you had those little fucking like milk? What are those little cheese that come with the in the thing like a triangle
blue muga
dog they're fucking poo-poo. 1 point those cheeses
yeah
with four
yeah.
crackers that's 3 points I'm full on one of those fucking things
yeah
they're delicious you come home at night from doing a gig I don't have to eat a big meal no more I eat an apple and a piece of cheese
how many points do you get a day
It's just 30, it's based on your it's based on your
39.
It's based on your weight and height though. My points aren't as high.
I made 50 those little chunks of cheese. Fuck up my whole day.
What are they
day.
Called? Moo Boos or
something blue, but they got blue cheese and Swiss. They're 2 for $6 at fucking Ralph's. I get two a week. I eat one a day in between meals. Delicious. There's so many little things, but the, every calorie is a for every 60 calories, it's a point.
Oh, okay.
So, like, when I go to the gym and work on the bike, let's say I burn 600 calories on the bike, it's 6 points.
So now you can eat all the fruit and vegetables you want.
Is right. In the new system, you could, but I always did.
Which is how it should be. Because it should that, be. Because in the past, it used to be like, fuck, I am so hungry. I only have 4 points left. I'm just going to eat two of these, you know, 2 point Snicker bars or something like that. Like, you're... It should have been like, oh, no, I'm just going to eat a bunch of vegetables and fruit and not have to worry about that. I'm hungry. Right. You know, you should be allowed to do that. That's how it should have been anyways.
Every week I go to the farmer's market. Sundays I get strawberries, I get blueberries, I get raspberries. I get a cantaloupe, I get a pineapple. I chop it up and I put it in containers. And you eat. If you're more than 300 pounds, you got to eat fruit 7 times a day to lose weight. 7 times a day you got to eat fruit to lose fucking weight.
Really? Now, the sugar from fruit, it's not bad for you?
Not like the sugar that you put. But let me tell you something.
Is it because it's attached to fiber?
Yeah,
is it because it's natural?
Like apples and shit,
it's, know? I mean, like, the sugar's not bad for you. Eating a shitload of sugar.
Processed sugar's bad for you.
Drinking 6 cans of Coke is bad for you.
Yeah, it's
you
know probably what? Worse to have a Diet Coke than
fucking
a regular
Brian
Coke.
Fucking Brian has always scared the shit out of me. Because Brian is always fucking putting down those packages when I have coffee. Like, I'm always scared.
Oh, equal
Brian.
And all that shit?
Yeah. And so now I read. I read.
Ryan,
you cocksucker. I read last week that fucking sugar isn't really that bad for you. Like, 10 days ago, they're saying it's the amount that you have in a day that's bad for you. It's not that, you know, if you have 16 cups of coffee with 16 tablespoons of sugar, it's going to fucking kill you, you know?
Hey, you know what sucks is how popular rainbows are lately. There was a double rainbow yesterday in Burbank, and it was at Staples, and all the cashiers and everyone ran outside to take photos of it. And I'm sitting here going, I just need to check out. I'm late. I need to. There was nobody in the store, and they're all going, double rainbow, my God,
people
look,
coming
oh my God.
I was eating, and people coming out.
Hey, man, it's just like, you just can't appreciate nature, man. It's like, maybe you need to fucking relax, man.
Well,
before all this bullshit that you see here, okay, this is man-made, all right? The real beauty is in nature. It doesn't matter, man, whether or not you fucking get checked out in time. Right here's the spoon right there, fella.
Oh, no, I'm looking for the stevia.
Joey Diaz just had it. It's right there.
Yeah, but it's like before that
Stevia.
Video.
Props to Dan Quinn.
Before that video, there was no like freaking out on rainbows. It was like, oh look, a rainbow. Yeah. It's like people running outside to take photos of it for their Twitter. Just
people are goddamn sheep, Brian. It's like what we were talking about earlier about Liberia. People get used to things being a certain way, and then that's the way they are. The way they are now, when you see a rainbow, you freak out.
I know.
If you live in Portland, Oregon, you've seen a rainbow every day of your life. You're like. Yeah, another one, whatever. It's fucking constantly raining.
Pot, you see a rainbow every day, your fucking life. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to run outside.
It was weird, though, with that rainbow yesterday. It was the closest I ever thought I got to the actual end of a rainbow. Like,
were
I don't think it's
for
possible.
The leprechaun?
No, I don't think it's possible. Can you get to an end of a rainbow? I don't
there
think
is
it
no
is. It's like an
rainbow.
Optical illusion,
yes,
right?
Of course.
But this was the first time where I actually was like, dude, it looks like it's right there, the end of it. And it was like at Trader Joe's.
Yeah, I think you know, it moves as you move.
Yeah, like the oil, like oil, like in a desert type thing, or, you know,
Oasis, I mean. Yeah, maybe. Perhaps.
But it was so weird because, like, it looked like literally, like, on the other side of this building is the end of the rainbow. I've never seen it that close before. It was fucked up.
Maybe.
You ever chased a rainbow?
Maybe everyone just doesn't know, Brian. Maybe there is some rainbows that are different than other rainbows. And when you get to the end of them, you find gold.
So I heard.
And then you have to fight a leprechaun.
I heard somebody got a higher primate tattoo that they posted on the forum.
Yeah, some dude on my Facebook page. He's got a higher primate tattoo.
By the way, those T-shirts are they coming out with new designs, right? Or something's coming up?
Yeah, we got a bunch of new shit coming up.
That was one of my favorite T-shirts. Like the one that I have. I love that T-shirt. It's like fits perfect and everything. This
by the
is
way, his
tattoo is
really not that terrible. It's just the eyeballs are a little off, but he could fix that easy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
a good shirt.
They're really
company.
Cool, man. The guys who designed them, they're badass.
Yeah.
We got some new shit coming out. We got one coming out with Shiva. Gonna work on that one.
Powerful Air Primate.
Shiva.
I'm branching out, son. I sold over a dozen of them shirts. I'm a goddamn entrepreneur.
Entrepreneurs.
Some dude sent me this email. Hey, man, I want you to consider stop saying cocksucker. goes, you stop saying faggot. Now I'd like you to consider to stop saying cocksucker. And all I could think of is you. I'm like, how am I going to do my Joey Diaz impression? If I can't say cocksucker, I'm going home. What the fuck, cocksucker?
Why would somebody... I don't understand, Luca.
There's nothing wrong with sucking a cock. And okay. it's not even a bad thing. You know? I mean, if you want to suck a cock, you should suck a cock. It's like if someone called you a pussy eater, it's really the same thing. Would I feel bad you calling me a pussy eater? Shut up. It's
I don't
dumb.
Even call cocksucker like that. I call it more as an expression.
Exactly. It doesn't even mean
it's
anything.
It's an expression of love when I call you a cocksucker. If I don't call you a cocksucker... Then you should really think about it's where true. We fucking stand.
Joey Diaz will call me at any time of the night and go, what's going on, cocksucker? Or cock liquor. Sometimes it's cock liquor.
Sometimes it's cock liquor, because sometimes you just feel licking a cock. You know what I'm saying? You got to switch. I don't take none of that shit.
There's nothing wrong with it. It's nothing wrong with it.
And I know that sometimes it annoys people. Or
it's, but it's not even a derogatory statement.
But it's
still
who the fuck I am. If you can't take a shuttle, dog.
You're talking about an act. You're talking about sucking a cock. And it's not even a bad act.
I'm not talking about
a
person or nothing like that.
We can't keep making... That's not the solution. And the solution is not say less things. The solution is be nicer. The solution is not stop saying cocksucker. That's silly. You're missing the whole fucking point. You should be able to say anything. The only reason why you don't say anything is because a bunch of people are a bunch of fucking sensitive cunts, and you can't just keep explaining yourself over and over and over and over and over again.
We live in a very politically correct society, half of us. The other half are wild fucks like me. And you know what? There's days I listen to a cat podcast, and the guy is as white as a Republican, as tight ass as he could be, but I enjoy it. You don't curse at all, and I enjoy him.
Well,
you don't have to curse. I enjoy some things.
Interested in what you're saying.
Yeah. If you don't like cocksucker, go hang out with fucking Gaffigan or something like that. I don't give a fuck who you go hang out
Here's
with.
Here's the deal. We all know there's a bunch of different words, and we can
use
whatever words you want. What I want to know is who are you as a human? And if if you're judging someone by the words they're using and not judging them by who they are. You know, come on, man. Like, really, you care if a guy swears? You care if a guy, talks about certain subjects that, might be a bit controversial? Like, when you get people that are, like, super sensitive about shit like that, I was just like, come on, man. What's the point in even talking?
I have never left a place, even though I've had a bad experience with it. And I don't think it's time. I don't think no place is worth going home and writing a letter. I went to a restaurant last week that was fucking horrible. But you know whose fault it was? Mine. Because I didn't go to usual one.
I think shit like Yelp, if you've had some bad situations and, you can go to shit like Yelp and you look and there's like one star.
How many times did you go to a comedy store and you walked in the back to get your check and they gave you, handed you a letter and you're like, what's this? And there's a letter a fan wrote that you insulted somebody, you said the word cunt or cocksucker. If you're going to go home and write a letter because I said something, honest to God, I don't think you have a fucking life. I have bad experiences a lot of times. I went to Home Buffet in Burbank 2 weeks ago.
Well, this is that the day.
Why would you go there?
I was starving. Applebee's was packed. I went shopping in that mall there. Mm-hmm. And I go, how bad is Hometown Buffet? I can get a salad. Worst thing, I can get a salad. If you can't get a fucking salad somewhere.
Right.
Brian, when I tell you the salad dressings, the salad was brown.
Okay, but why wouldn't you be able to, shouldn't you be able to talk about this on a Yelp ad? Like, wouldn't you make a little Yelp
page? It was my fault for fucking going there.
No, it's not.
I'm an adult. I'm a fucking adult. I know better.
No,
this is what I say to people. This is why when people come up to me, especially people who live in California, especially you two fucking momos, you come up to me and tell me you went to see a movie and it sucked, I want to stab you. Because you see behind the curtain. I see behind
the curtain. Yeah, but sometimes you just want to go to the movies.
Yeah, didn't you just watch that movie the other day that was awful?
Which one?
It was the one we were just talking about at the beginning of the podcast. You watched Riley or... The movie he said he was watching at the beginning of the podcast, you watched a movie the other day and it was awful.
I don't remember this
at all. Yeah, I did say that, but I didn't watch the whole movie. I turned it off. The Island of Dr. Moreau with Denzel Washington.
No. Book of Eli.
Yes. I turned it off in 15 minutes. I didn't get my fucking car and drive to fucking Malibu. No, I would never take somebody else's opinion. Listen, if you went to see that fucking movie with Angelina Jolie and that other fucking Momo who I love, Donnie Brasco, you're a fucking idiot. If you left there and said, that wasn't what I thought it was, you should be shot, hung, and thrown under the jail, and then fucked in the ass by a bunch of runaway fucking slaves, because you're a fucking idiot. You're going to go see Donnie Brasco and a gold tee.
Where do they have slaves?
Huh?
Where they have slaves.
Anywhere. There's slaves around. They're in Houston. They got those little Chinese women they bring and they suck your dick. And they got to pay money to get their uncle out of fucking whatever, immigration status or some shit. You never seen that on fucking CSNBC?
Oh, the drifters. Yeah.
No.
The drifter people, girls.
In Houston, you have what's that called? Human trafficking.
Yeah.
Human trafficking is very big in Houston. Very big in a couple other
And so
cities.
You think they should get fucked by human traffickers if they what? If what movie they like?
Any movie that you go see and you want. Like, I read a Twitter the other day. I went to see Tron. It was horrible. What would make you go see that fucking movie?
I saw Tron.
It was terrible.
He liked it. He liked it.
I didn't think it was that bad. Yeah. It was kind of interesting.
Why would you go see that movie?
For the 3D.
What? 3D?
The whole concept to me was fascinating.
If you got really baked, Joey, and you saw a 3D movie, it might be awesome. It would be like...
I don't... It's not for me.
It might be for you. You like Pink Floyd The Wall.
The only thing that was really whack...
I didn't like Pink Floyd The Wall, the movie. I like Pink Floyd The Wall, the live thing that you have to wear 3D glasses.
Did you see Tron, Brian?
No, I'm waiting for the madness to die down a little before I do it.
Go see half of those shit movies. And people realize that...
3D's the shit.
Why would I go see that? Why would I... What the fuck is wrong?
It's fun, man. Listen, dude, it's just like watching a goddamn comic book to me. I like comic books. I liked them when I was a kid.
I love
like a comic book movie. And that's what Tron was.
Books.
Tron was a comic book movie.
You like comic books?
I'm telling you.
You like comic books?
Fuck yeah.
I used to be into the Fantastic Four. I had a place, Bobby something. He used to collect things, and we used to go up there and buy comic books from them and then rob the good ones and take them to the city and sell them. Well, Bobby DiCarlo.
I like things that aren't realistic. I think they're fun. You know, I don't mind. The suspension of disbelief for a comic book movie doesn't bother
me. Listen, I love to be taken away for 2 hours. But Tron, don't take me away. The whole time I'm thinking, why
good.
The fuck did I come to this shit? It could have been at the weed store buying a bag of dope or something like
it
that.
It kept me occupied.
Half of these movies
terrible.
I go see, half of these, more than, listen, bro, that Hangover that you people think is fucking great, I watched
I
it at
like
home.
That movie.
And it was okay.
Brody Stevens is in that movie.
I love that movie.
It was no
I
classic.
I thought that movie was fun as
it
hell.
It wasn't, bro, please. Because there's nothing to put up next to it. That's why there's nothing going on. It was an okay movie.
I don't know.
Movie.
I enjoyed it.
It was
made
an okay movie.
It was not a groundbreaking subject.
No,
a bunch of guys get fucked up. And
what did we
do last night? I mean, it's not.
Yeah,
but I thought it was well
executed.
We're in a
shitty
really
fucking
funny.
Society that's weak. And that's why these movies go over now. They wouldn't go over 20 years ago when you had a higher quality of movies, bro. These movies wouldn't fucking go over.
Like that new one, that Focker 3 looks like diarrhea. The third Focker movie. That looks like warm diarrhea right there.
One of my idols that got me into this whole thing was when I seen Deer Hunter. When I seen fucking Taxi Driver and I seen De Niro put that gun to his head and do all that shit, I knew I was going to end up here. But De Niro, you got to stop it.
Yeah, and stop Saturday Night
you
Live, too.
Stop
you
it,
suck
dog.
At Saturday Night
you
Live.
You are
don't
fucking
ever do
horrid
it
anymore. And the choices you're making, you might as well do
awful.
One Yanya and shoot yourself. What's that movie? Tales of Yanya? Just shoot yourself.
Tales of Yarnia.
He did the one with Michelle Pfeiffer.
It's a fake Narnia.
It's a quilting. It's a quilting trilogy.
I don't
want
to. De Niro, I love you to death, but let it go.
Yeah, he's
let it
he's almost
go.
Playing a character of himself now,
him?
And,
yeah,
it's
and it's
gross.
Like
what was that? What was that Narnia movie?
Chronicles of Yarnia, whatever the fuck it is.
Of Yarnia.
Yarnia, what retards do when they're fucking
three arms.
Tell me what it is, Brian. Yarnia. That shit. What
Chronicles
is
of Narnia.
No, but he wasn't in that.
No, he was
in
the other
one.
He
was in
the
one
with Michelle Pfeiffer.
Like the princess and the fucking
shit. I wouldn't watch that if you fucking held a gun to my head. Just because I got better things
watch
to do
it.
With my fucking time, bro.
Why would you watch that? I'm done with him, and I'm also done with... you know what's weird? And this is off subject, completely off subject.
But I want to know what that movie was.
Chronicles of Yanya. Let me tell you
there's
something.
Another
the first one.
Stardust. If you've heard
that's
of that.
That's it. That's what
is that it?
Yeah. Horrendously bad with Michelle Pfeiffer.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
look
they took
at
that out of the movie theater. That came up. That came out Friday, 11:30, and by the 4 o'clock movie got released.
This looks like some shit that was made by
some
Saudi Arabian trillionaire,
yep.
Like royal family member. Listen, this is what we're going to have. We're going to have ancient time.
Yeah, I don't
ancient
even remember
time
that movie coming
with
out.
Chronicles of Yanya. No. Chronicles of Yanya made like
this
200
is something
million.
Different, man. This is
yeah, that was
this is Stardust.
So who was in it? Read the cast: De Niro, Michelle Pfeiffer.
Oh, I don't know. Let's see.
And they tried to get Pacino for a Scarface reunion for Yanya for that whatever. That
it just
Stardust.
Shows those two on this.
Yeah,
I'm
and there's somebody else in that
deep
movie
into
too.
It. Oh, it's so gross, Stardust.
That Green Hornet looks fucking bad too.
Oh, that looks awful.
Oh,
that Carl's Jr. commercial.
Oh, Bruce Lee is in his grave, making a comeback after he's seen that fucking piece of shit.
Yeah.
That's a piece of shit. The kid didn't even know what the fuck it's about, so let's just... Why the fuck are we doing this?
What do you mean the kid didn't know?
That fucking idiot never watched the Green fucking Hornet.
Seth Rogen?
Knows nothing. They got some fucking Filipino to pay Bruce Lee. I got nothing against Filipinos. They're my people. You know what I'm saying? But the guy was fucking Chinese. You know what I'm saying?
Have you guys seen the musical that Trey and Matt are doing in New York City? It opens like next month. It's a musical about Mormons. It's called like...
Oh, no.
Really? Dude. One of my favorite things about Trey and Matt, the guys that do South Park, is that they're musicals. Like, they, you know, South Park was a musical, and he's had a Cannibal musical and stuff. This is a whole play based on Mormons, and it's a musical. It fucking sounds.
Yo, Stardust got 7.9 stars.
Yeah.
Out of 10.
Yeah, right. Good.
I'm going to buy it.
Good. Yeah,
I have to buy it.
You're going to be calling it. I have to buy it.
Ian McClellan's in it.
Yeah, that's
damn.
Great.
They came with the long cast. They got Ian, Robert De Niro, Michelle Pfeiffer, Charlie Cox, Kate McGowan. They got some respectable people in this. I wonder who they got first that they connected everybody else to. Probably De Niro. We have Robert De Niro. This is a good movie.
What about the Spider-Man play in New York? Involved. That's a fucking
nightmare. Did you hear about the what's his name that did that Twitter and he got in trouble for saying it? Fuck, what's his name? He said something. Did you hear about the Spider-Man guy?
No, what happened?
There's a play on New York, a Spider-Man play.
Yeah, aren't people getting fucked up in this play?
Yeah, this stuntman fell
4 times, and they got Bono and the other fucking Momo, the Storm. You know, oh yes, we're gonna Julie Taymor. We're gonna pull this off. First of all, it's $1 million a week to keep the doors open.
Yeah.
So what economy?
$1 million a week.
Tickets. They were on 60 Minutes 3 weeks ago, publicizing it. $1 million for production a week for a play in New York City.
What is this?
This is Spider-Man the play.
What the fuck are they doing?
Just because Bono, oh God. You mean Bono and the Storm rewrote it?
Oh, wait a minute. God. Bono, like the guy from U2, yes, he wrote a Spider-Man.
We're not doing this play.
We live in a Coen Brothers movie. We fucking do, man. Listen to what you said. There's a fucking play. It involves Spider-Man, and it's on Broadway, and it cost $1 million
a week to
Bono
keep it
in
production. Yes. Bono and the Storm wrote the music for it, and they've had 4 shutdowns already. 4 people fall down because she wants to do like a thing where it's a play, dog.
So do they do flips and shit?
Flip strings, yeah. People flying across, lights, but it's going to cost a deuce on a Tuesday night see this. In this economy, $1 million production. Now, after 5 people fall in and all the setbacks, they're still like, it's going to go on. It's not going to happen.
The co-creator of Lost, Damon Lindelof, or whatever his name, said, with great power comes great response. Wah, bam, crash. You know, he said that. And I guess the stuntman that did that is like in serious condition, may never walk again or something like that. So he got a shitload of heat. And so he retweeted last night, I had no idea the stuntman was so seriously injured. Bad taste. Honest regards and hopefully a speedy recovery. But he got fucked. Like, people were pissed at him for that tweet. It's funny how tweets nowadays, you can just say a tweet and it could change your whole career.
Who was really mad at him? Who was really
mad
at him?
You could say something douchey.
This is like watching CNN Showbiz Report and they're like, listen, come back. What everybody's talking about. Who's talking about it? What fucking Momo's talking about? The stunts, the guy that he tweeted. Who's talking about this? Who's talking about it? Who gives a fuck?
I give a fuck.
Who gives a fuck?
I think this is what inquiring
minds are talking about on TMZ. People are fucking stuck in some hole under a cave are talking about it because they got nothing better to do in a jail cell. People with lives don't give a fuck. People with bills and mortgages don't give a fuck.
That's the
Book of Mormon. That's their new musical.
Yeah.
When does it come out?
New York City at previews February 24th. It opens March 24th. But
guys are awesome. Thank God they're alive.
I know.
For real. Nobody has entertained me more than the South Park guys over the course of their careers. No one. No one even comes close. Those guys have been putting it out for over a decade strong. Yeah. It was like when I first heard about them, I first watched the Brian Boitano. What would Brian Boitano do? That was like shit. That was like, it seems like that was like 98 or something like that.
Yeah, that was so long ago.
It's a long ass time ago. It seems like when I saw it, it was somewhere around then.
Yeah. What would Brian Boitano do?
It might even have been before 98, man, because I think I was living in Encino. Are you playing What Would Brian Boitano Do?
You know what the craziest thing was? I did that movie. I didn't know who the fuck these guys were.
Which movie did you do?
Basketball. No, did I give a fuck?
Oh, yeah, that's right. You were in
People
Basketball.
Were like, God, you have no idea. What are you talking about, guy?
Yeah, he played one of the referees.
Were they cool?
They were okay. You know, I mean... fuck. You know,
they're bad motherfuckers, man. I'd be very happy to meet those guys.
Cool, but, you know, whatever.
especially after that Carlos Mencia episode.
Look how old school that was.
Look at you, you little NASA. So what do you got lined up for the rest of the week, Tarzan?
Nothing. Just maxing and relaxing, kicking back.
I'm going out to
laying low. What are you doing?
I'm going over to the John Lovitz tonight in the morning.
Are you?
Felipe Spars, a couple other guys at Win San Juan.
Tonight and tomorrow?
Yeah.
Damn, you're doing a Christmas Eve show?
Damn, it's going to be crazy at that Universal. Get there early.
Dog, let me tell you something. Last year, they said that last Christmas Eve or last... No. Gabriel did last Christmas Day. And he did four shows. And the last show, he took everybody to eat. And he had them out till 5 in the morning. Gene Simmons included. He had the whole play. He took them all out to eat.
Really?
The last show, everybody.
He took the whole crowd out
to
eat?
The whole three floors of that fucking thing.
Holy shit. Where the fuck did they fit everybody in?
Some fucking Denny's somewhere.
And they fit everybody in?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, half the people went home. Fucking, he took them all.
That's hilarious.
Fucking nuts.
That's hilarious.
So they say it's going to be crazy.
Including Gene Simmons. So Gene Simmons is a big comedy fan, huh? Yeah,
he has four new episodes coming out of his show, by the way.
Who, Gene Simmons?
Gene Simmons, four new episodes.
About what?
I don't know. His reality show.
You watch it?
No, I don't watch it. I just saw
it. I've been watching Celebrity Rehab at Eddie Bravo's recommendation, and my God, is it good.
Yeah.
It's the best. And this isn't even a good one.
Get into that show.
This isn't even a good one.
Yeah. Oh, it's plenty.
This
good.
Isn't even a good season.
It's yeah.
plenty. You missed the Andy Dick.
Yeah, I don't care about any of those.
Andy
people.
Dick was on?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't.
Oh, you missed a good season.
Yeah, this is a bad.
I lived with Andy Dick for 5 years.
This
not lived
nothing.
With him, but worked
this
with
is
him.
Nothing.
I don't need to see that show. I hope Andy's good.
We were just talking about $100,000 for 21 days. And then they're going to heal you.
Dude, let me tell you something, man. This episode's getting me, man. Or this season's getting me. If this isn't a good one.
Yeah,
you know what's most fascinating is Eric Roberts is fucking fine, okay? Eric Roberts is surrounded by these maniacs and nuts, and all he's hooked on is weed,
yeah.
okay? So every day, people are going through DTs, they're shaking, Leif Garrett's trying to fucking fix. He's like, I gotta get out of here. Meanwhile, Eric Roberts has got his reading glasses on, he's drinking a cup of coffee, looking through the paper like a gentleman. There's nothing wrong with that guy. Eric Roberts, if you're out there, if you're listening, listen to me, man. You don't need to stop smoking weed. You just need better people to smoke weed with. Yeah, that's what your problem is. You're freaking out. You're by yourself. Okay.
What about
I get
the billionaire kid? That kid needs to get fucked
poor
in the
kid.
Ass.
That poor kid, man. That poor kid is in a terrible situation where he's raised by some fucking cunt bag that didn't pay attention to him, and his
and
dad was never home.
I like last season.
It sucks, man. It sucks. But you know, that's how you raise a shitty kid.
How many dicks
all of them are a mess, man.
How many dicks you think you could tell suck?
Oh, I bet she's good at it too.
I bet she's good at it too. She looks like she's a dirty little fucking whore.
So dirty.
What about the model?
You know, her eyebrows were freaking me the fuck out, though, man. Her eyebrows were not where they were supposed to be.
Drawn
and it was driving me nuts. Well, they're not drawn on, man. They're just pulled up way.
No.
She
and,
did a
like,
bunch
she's
of
not,
plastic surgery.
She's not that old, man. No. She's a young girl. She's pretty enough. Like, she doesn't have to keep fucking with herself. It's like girls, they get to a certain point where they're trying to continually tweak things. Like, you got to realize that any guy who would give a fuck about those minute differences that you're trying to sort out in your face... That guy's a douchebag.
Or shoes.
Yeah. Come on, just fucking let it go. So you're going to get a line in your forehead. We're all going to die. You're going to be fine. Let that fucking line grow in your forehead.
What about the line the kid dropped last week? That was the greatest comedy line of all time in a reality show.
What?
There was an argument that and the kid actor from The Hills goes, I've been in 8 rehabs.
I've never seen anything like this.
I've never seen anything like this. 8 rehabs and you're still trying?
And he's
you
like,
fucking mook.
And he's like 25.
8 rehabs. 8 rehabs and you haven't figured out. Fuck it, I'm going for broke.
How old is that dude? And he's been to 8 rehabs.
8 rehabs. You know how many rehabs I went to?
How many?
1, because they made me go in the halfway house because I came back hot for weighing cocaine because it goes through your skin when you weigh it on the scale.
Wow.
So I came back hot. So they said, either we put you back in jail for 6 months or you have to go to a rehab. And I found this rehab in Boulder that all you had to do was go from 2 to 6 and you'd be healed in 4 weeks.
Ah, Boulder.
And they ate it right up. Really? You're going to go to... And they wanted like $1,000, and that's it. And I had to go from 2 to 6, and I would go there, and I got a little chick that was there. Her name was Patrice Twining from Michigan. She would suck my dick every afternoon during the break, like from 2 to 4, and then from 4 to 4:20, we'd have a cigarette break, and she'd suck my dick. I'd do a line with her at the fucking thing.
I appreciate rehab for some people, and I think we both know people that just cannot do things. They just, whatever the fuck it is, when they do a bump or they smoke a joint or they do a shot, they are going to go off on a goddamn blackout adventure of death. And
here's the real problem, and you know this because you have an addictive personality to games and pool, and we've discussed this.
Did you say gays or games?
Games. It's really weird. And Brian knows this. We've all discussed this. But you can go to 50 fucking rehabs.
Super addicted to gays.
You go to 50 fucking rehabs. And unless you're ready to quit, you ain't going to quit.
Yeah. It doesn't. You know, here's the real issue. Here's the real issue. They're not using all the best methods that are available. It's very simple. If you look throughout human history at the number one most effective way to get over an addiction, it's Ibogaine. Ibogaine, the super psychedelic drug that's illegal in America, people have taken that stuff, and it's got some insane rate of healing people from addictions, like really? In the 90%. And you're talking about, when you're talking about 90% of people that are addicted, like, God, and a lot of them have to go back to the same environment. A lot of people are impulsive, but it's such an insanely introspective experience. You see all of your wiring and where things are going wrong with the wrong connections. We don't allow any eye-opening shit here.
You know
man.
Why? Because it makes no money. Because if we did that, there'd be no rehabs. Yes. You know, we go to Weight Watchers.
Well, no, it's
Brian.
Not even that,
we
man.
We go to Weight
it's
Watchers.
Like you can't.
And here's the funny thing about Weight Watchers: it's a corporation for you to lose weight, but they don't want you to lose weight, guy.
It's not that they don't want to heal you. They haven't thought about it this far in advance. It's that there's no money in the cure. Ibogaine, whatever it is, it grows. It's the same thing like marijuana.
But it's $4,000 for the treatment to get the doctor in your room with the blood pressure, to check your blood pressure, because it's 3 days of sweating and psychological trips and the whole thing. We could open up rehabs where people go into that, pay $8,000, and get healed and never have to go back. But the rehabs that are around open now, they get money from repeat business. They want you to get healthy,
right.
But they don't really want you to get healthy.
Yeah, but
the FDA
you really believe
really
that, man. I don't
I really believe
that.
It.
I think the
I really
people that are involved
it.
In treatment are trying to help people. I really do.
No, they're
that.
Trying to help people. They really are. I'm trying to help Brian.
Wow.
But the fucking odds, the recidivism rate,
I don't think
is
they
so
know. I
drugs.
Don't think they know about Ibogaine. I think there's a very small percentage of the people that are involved in any addictive behavior counseling, like, you know, like if you look at like Dr. Drew, like he would not even consider a psychedelic drug trip to cure you of addictions. He would never consider it.
Let me ask
but
you
meanwhile
a question.
If you but hold on a second, if you look at it on paper, if you look at the people that have actually experienced these things, like it looks like there's something there, and it looks like it with not just like with actual studies they've done on people.
Everything I read about it is positive.
Yeah, very positive.
Everything I read about it positive. If I come to you right now and say, Joe Rogan, guess what? You're not going to have to ever go on the road and do comedy no more. We're going to build this stage right here, and you're going to do comedy on this, a new system, and we're going to do comedy off the computer, and people don't even need to leave the house anymore to leave the house, you know, to watch comedy.
Right.
Watch comedy from the house live.
Well, this is sort of an extension
of that.
Well,
that's going to take – well, hold on. You're not seeing where I'm going with that. That's going to take a piece of money out of your pocket.
It is?
If I avoided comedy clubs and just started doing things on the computer, people could see it for free. And you couldn't tour. That's what I'm trying to say to you. If they bring this Ibogaine in, you're only going to come to my rehab one time and get healed. The percentage rates are going to be lower. So
right.
You're taking money out of my pocket. I don't want to hear
right.
about that. You
but
don't want to hear about that.
I don't think that's the case. I really don't. I don't think that these rehab centers don't want to heal people and they want to keep people.
I'm not saying that.
I don't think they know.
In reality, they know about it. The FDA will not approve it.
Yes.
And it, with 10
Until
years
the
away
FDA
from the
improves FDA, it, they won't do
it's
it.
It's 10 years away, 20, 15 years away. Away from the FDA approving it, but it's
is
so
it even
effective.
Though because you
it
know
so
they,
fucking effective.
They thought in the 70s, like Carl Sagan talked openly about how easily marijuana would be legal within a decade. They were like it was just inevitable.
It's not going to be legal for another 2 or 3 years. We're not getting
marijuana.
Yeah, we're not.
I don't even believe that anymore. After this stupid law, if you can't pass in California, come on, man. This is the if you don't. This
well,
is
that
the,
law
the apex
sloppy.
Of the information age. Was it?
Yeah,
what
that
issue?
Sloppy was completely.
I don't think
that
ready.
Law was completely thrown
ready,
together.
Anyway.
Sloppy.
Okay,
it was like there
way.
Was.
I don't, I'm not.
There
I'm
was
ignorant.
There was like a bunch of things like that law would have passed it, so it was legal to smoke weed at work. You know, as
what?
An example and stuff. Like it was just thrown together really
come
bad.
On.
Yeah, that's what.
what a lot of people who are against it.
We have to look this up. You can't say this unless we know for sure.
Well, that's one of the things.
I know, but we have to be careful.
What was the law?
As a society,
you can't say it.
Proposition 19.
But there was things
like that thrown in there, like multiple things just like that that were thrown in there that were just sloppy, and even people that wanted that. Legalize marijuana, they didn't like it because it was just fucking thrown together bad. But if anything, it showed that it was, you know, the next time it's on, if they have some more time to write it better and stuff like that, it probably will pass. I think
the word was that the growers were saying don't vote.
Yeah,
the growers.
Well, you'd go into pot shops.
Don't fucking vote.
You'd go into pot shops, and people would say not to vote for it.
Because then they would go under. That would be the problem. Is that first of all, no one would have. You wouldn't have to go to these places to buy your pot.
No, but that's where you wouldn't have to be licensed.
Yeah. Not necessarily because these are medical places. You would have to have a totally different reason for selling
and buy weed that's been cut down.
You can't mix the medical places with, you know, with places that are just for profit only. I'm sure you're going to have different laws.
Maybe,
but pot, I mean, would allow pot smoking at work group claims. Is this true?
Yeah.
That's the dumbest shit I've ever heard.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. This law was stupid. I mean, it was sloppy and stupid. That's why it didn't pass. It wasn't a good written law. Somebody was stoned when they wrote that law. They didn't think it out, you know?
The California Chamber of Commerce claimed in legal analysis released Thursday that Proposition 19 would lead to more workplace accidents by forcing employers to let workers smoke pot on the job.
See?
These fucking greedy stoners, you greedy cunts.
It's retarded.
Oh my God, that's amazing. I thought that had to be wrong. I was like, I bet he's got it, like,
no,
only if it's a job that you don't operate.
Why don't you have
certain
faith
things
in me, Joe?
I love you, man. Come on, dude. I do have faith, but
because
occasionally
nice.
We both know you say some crazy shit occasionally. Don't you?
No. If you Google all the stuff I say, there's some truth to it. I'm like Alex Jones
too. I saw Alex going crazy the other day. I saw some fucking thing where he was talking about depopulation, and it's happening. It's all going on. I just want to just go grab the guy and get him a drink. Come on, let's get outside.
Did you ever see him dressed up as the Joker?
No.
YouTube that. Alex Jones Joker. He's dressed up as the Joker with like the blood on his mouth.
We should talk about Alex because the video is coming out this week, right? We're going to have it done this week. Mm-hmm. I love Alex Jones. Like, people think, oh, Joe Rogan doesn't like Alex Jones, thinks Alex Jones is an idiot. I love that guy. He's fun. He's my friend. Is he right? I don't know. He's right. I don't know. Look, I got more important things to think about. I'm worried about the universe. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I'm worried about aliens. Bitch, I work for NASA. Okay. I'm worried about really, really interesting things to me. Whether or not Alex Jones is right about everything, that's interesting as well. I mean, the study of the human race, the fall of Rome, seeing all this crazy shit go on, seeing how much of it is just nonsense and crazy talk. Like, they're going to put chips in your cornflakes and it's going to, you know, come on. How much of that's real? I don't know. But I do know he's right about a lot of things. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of shit going on, man. We're seeing much more exposure of all the corruption in all levels of government, you know, much more exposure than anybody had ever had access to before.
And the government doesn't give a fuck that we know.
Yeah.
They don't give a fuck.
We're not doing anything about it.
No, we can't. You know, the thing about Alex Jones is that he's great and he exposes us to a lot of things, and some of it is useful and some of it isn't. But at the end of the week, there's nothing we could do about it. There's not a much we could do about it because nobody's going to even fucking get together to sign nothing or put nothing together.
Well, here's reality. Here's reality. And this is where it's going to sound really strange. This is what we can do about it. There's nothing we can do about it as far as going out. And I mean, look, Obama thought he was going to change things. Look what happened. He got into office. Guy wins the fucking Nobel Prize and then sends 30,000 more troops to Afghanistan. If he really thought that he was going to be able to do anything differently once you get in office, once you get in there, you kind of understand. You're dealing with a machine that is just fucking beyond your comprehension, so intertwined with corruption. But this is what you can do. What you can do is what we're doing. What you can do is what anybody out there is doing who's showing a more positive example and giving you a more fun and happy way to live your life. You inspire people to potentially live along those same lines. And that's what you can do. And that's what you could do with art, and that's what you could do with writing, and that's what you could do with any form of expression, and that's what you can do if you express yourself and let people know that that's how you're living, and this is the fun way to do it, man. You don't have to be a cunt. You don't have to be a douchebag. You don't have to be out there raping the world. Like, that's not the right way to go about it. It's not fun. You just need a lot of people to recognize that vision and see it and realize, hey, we are only here for a short amount of time. If you go around saying it's all about me, living like life like a fucking douchebag, when it's all over, you're going to have just a wreck of a life. You're not going to be enjoying yourself. You're not going to be having a good time through this fucking thing. If we could all recognize that, we really could put this place in a different frequency. We really could make human beings respond and behave on a better level than we're doing now. But the only way that we're going to do it is to electrify the young. You gotta get in their head. You gotta inspire these people. There's people out there that are hearing some of the shit that you're saying, the shit that Brian's saying, some of the shit that Duncan says on this podcast. They're hearing all this shit, and it's ringing in their mind. They're hearing Eddie's stories. You know, when Eddie starts talking about jujitsu and breaking down life and breaking down his own, you know, his own ability to figure out things. And, you know, people hear about shit like that, man, it gets you thinking. And you start questioning, like, how have I been managing my life? Have I been doing the same thing? I will now be inspired to manage my life in a similar fashion and live in a happy, positive way. And don't get stuck in some fucking trap. And don't think that this thing isn't permanent, because it's not permanent. If you go around living like, you know, you can just keep up with this shitbag life and eventually someday you're going to get a nap. You know, you're going to get a point in your life where you can settle down and relax. But that point's not fucking happening, man. That's not going to happen. Shit begets shit, and it's just going to get worse because your health is going to fail on you. Keep it together, bitches.
Very cheerful.
No, it is a cheerful message, because the reality is the only way to do it is to really, if you really want to change the world, you have to inspire young people. That's how you change the world. The world isn't people that don't have mortgages. The world isn't people that can still create new things. The world isn't people that can still take chances because they don't have to worry about coming home to take care of their kids. The world is in chances, man. You can still inspire chances. You can still inspire thinking. You can still inspire positive energy. Mad flavor is all up in this bitch. Right?
The fuck are you talking about, Donald?
You know what the fuck I'm talking about?
An orange fucking suit on with goggles.
You know what I'm talking about, bro. Salt my eyes, you're fixing the world, Joe Diaz.
We're fixing it one guy at a time.
One tree at a time.
But then I got to compete with Paris Hilton. You follow me? You ain't doing shit for fucking nobody. I'm not looking to save the world. I'm just looking to get a few fucking laughs, smoke a few joints, get healthy, love my wife and my cats, and be able to have a good time when I'm hanging out with you motherfuckers.
And part of doing that is inspiring other people. Part of doing that is making other people laugh. When you're doing that and you're inspiring people and making other people laugh, you are literally creating a better environment. You're forcing people to be happier. Not forcing them, but you're helping people to be happier, and you're moving them along in a good direction. That's the future. That's the only way that we're really going to have a future. We got to work together. Brian, it's your move.
Do you like comic books?
Brian's just going to masturbate watery sperm onto his...
I'm going to Disneyland for Christmas. I'm kind of nervous. Never been to Disneyland. Last time I was at Disney World, I was like 11 years old or something like that.
Disneyland is
it.
Really fun when there's no one there. Right. Why would you want to go on a day where it's going to be a
mob?
You
think it's
going to
be mobbed? Is Disneyland mobbed on Christmas? I thought it wouldn't be. Oh, really?
Stay home. Watch fucking
Beauty and the
Beast.
If you want to go, what you're supposed to do is go while the kids are in school.
Yeah.
Right.
You don't need to go on a special day, son. You know, that day's not real. That's not, that isn't really even Jesus' birthday, okay? Jesus is like born in June or some shit.
Right.
This is fake.
You get in the hotel room too?
No, I was just going to drive up. It's only, 45 minutes
away. The pagans, man, it was their holiday. It was the winter solstice, man. And like, you know, in order to get the pagans to be Christians, they combine holidays. Don't go, dude.
Yeah.
Go on like a Tuesday day.
Yeah,
you want to get there early.
I just did. For some reason, I thought it wouldn't be crowded.
Oh, you're
Christmas.
Crazy. It's always crowded.
I heard 2 weeks ago on a Saturday, he said it was the most crowded he's ever seen in his fucking life.
Really?
You don't appreciate Disneyland until you have little kids.
Right.
Oh, my God. When I take my little daughter to Disneyland, I have never had this much fun in my grown life that I can remember. Just taking her around and just like getting on the teacup rides, and then we're going to do this ride.
Right.
And then we're going to do this ride. Like, so excited at every turn, like giant joyful smiles. And you see these kids running around. You go, now I get it.
Did you go
I didn't
Disney
get it before. But yeah, but I always thought of it as like, it's a pain in the ass. My parents are yelling at me. Don't go anywhere. Get over here. Where are you going? You know, it's like
I came here by myself when I was 10 and 11 and shit.
Really?
I used to come out of here. My uncle would drop me off at Disneyland solo.
Really?
And I'd spend the fucking day out there and then fly back to New York a week later.
Wow.
like a doctor.
By yourself, huh? Doctor. Did you meet friends there? And
fuck friends. I was living in New Jersey. People from New Jersey don't go to fucking Disneyland.
Mugging kids. And
in those days, yeah, my uncle would drop me off. One time he took
popping candy canes out of baby's mouths.
And the next day he couldn't go, so he just dropped me off. And I went in there with like $100. And
I did some blow in the teacups.
Fucking teacups.
It wasn't a small room for me.
Dude, you never seen anybody have fun. You don't experience joy like joy through a little 2-year-old. That's your 2-year-old, and she's running around a park having a good time on rides. Like, I totally understand it all now, man. I used to, like, look, I swear to God, I used to, like, look at people that had kids and look at the things that they were doing with kids. And I would say, yeah, you know, hey, look at this guy loves his kid and this wife loves her kid. But, you know, here they are hanging out at Disneyland. They don't want to be in fucking Disneyland. Like, they want to be home. I never really understood that when your children are having fun and they're laughing, you, like, laugh with them. You have fun with them. I never kind of got that until I had kids. You know what I mean? System, it's absolutely. Like I always said, well, you're happy for them, sure. Like, you know, they'll look at the kids happy. Oh, I'm happy too. That's great. But it's not that, man. It's you're happy too. You're with them. You're like one of them. Like when they get excited and jump around and laugh, you get like this charge through your body. It's like the furnace of whatever the fuck that's in you, your soul, your spirit, is like the door opens to the furnace and like winds of pure oxygen blow on it. That's what it feels like. It's like, whoo, like everything fires up. And it's like you just like have this insane feeling of love and happiness. Watching these little kids have a good time laughing and joking around and cackling and just having so much fun and, you know, putting on a little princess dress. I am a princess. I always thought that would be annoying. But you don't realize it's not even a little annoying. It's awesome.
Yeah.
You know, it's a crazy thing, man. I always say that having children is just like having mushrooms. If you haven't done it, shut the fuck up. Because you really don't know. You really don't know. Having children is a strange trip, man. So strange.
Plus, have you ever been around children and watched Pink Floyd The Wall?
Anyway, back to fucking
the Hey, by the way, have you been to filthyjewishterrorist.com?
What is that?
It's a awesome web, .org, I'm sorry. Filthyjewishterrorist.org is a great website, one of my favorite websites. And I just noticed that Ari Shaffir is on the front page of it.
He's a terrorist?
No, they're saying,
what, is it a comedy?
No, it's a racist Jew, Ari Shaffir, posing as racist KKK Klansman. The Jews are the most vile racist creatures on the face of the earth. Look at this Jew going around the hood somewhere deep in the black neighborhood in the inner city ghetto deep in the United States of America. The Jew attempts to pose like a Klan member while making racist and
derogatory remarks.
Yeah, I hate that word.
It's a good word, man.
But anyways, that's crazy. I just...
Wow.
FilthyJewTerrorist.org.
Well, maybe we shouldn't want to promote that.
No, I wouldn't promote it. This is awful.
We already said it. What the fuck are you doing, man? Now Ari's going to get all this hate mail.
Oh, I'm sorry. My mom is the one that told me about this website. It's great.
Yeah, don't tell Ari about it.
All right.
Actually, you have to tell him about it now. It's on the podcast, you fuck.
Oh.
How come you didn't tell him about it yet? You decided to broadcast this shit all throughout the world that a bunch of people who hate him.
Sorry, Ari.
A bunch of haters, and you're giving him all this props? Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any self-control, please do not go to that website. Do not support these terrible people.
They need Jewish fleshlights.
Like Jewish. What's the difference?
Fleshlight.
You think there's a different kind of vagina that the Jew has?
Oh,
it has
teeth.
It has teeth.
Stinky.
Whoa. How many Jewish girls have you had sex with your whole life?
Three.
Three? And how many of them stunk?
One.
One stunk. Hmm. And did this one have a reason for stinking that you could discern?
I don't know. She was just a vegan. Just always was like a dirty vegan hippie at heart. Mm. Yeah.
Now, what did it stink like? Did it smell like a butt? It
smelled
broccoli
just like
and cheese.
Poor showering.
Poor showering? Okay. Yeah. No more comments. No more comments from Mr. Reichel. How rude. I'll tell you what, man. I've done some kissing and telling back in my day. But
what are you talking about?
Not nice.
This was like it's 10 years ago.
I stopped.
This was 10 years ago.
I stopped doing that a long
girl.
Time ago when you realize it hurts their feelings.
This is
not necessary, man.
10 years ago.
There's
the girl,
other things to talk about.
Definitely, I don't even know who this
is. That
girl
was in Ohio,
anymore.
Too.
Yeah.
There's a different kind of smell than they come from Ohio.
Yeah,
right?
It's the cow milk. Or the.
They have better milk.
The grass out
there. They're more hardy.
Yeah.
They get more cow antibiotics in their diet.
Yeah.
What the fuck, Joe Diaz? Look at him.
He's looking at me. He's like,
oh, poor kid. He's lost. He's lost. He's a man boy.
He's got his little Zach
he's a man boy.
Beard. Look out. Now.
Zach Galifianakis beard.
He's got his little Zach Galifianakis beard now. Forget
well, they say that when there's, I think I got this right, when there's not as many men around, men start shaving their head, their face, and start like getting more feminine. But when there's more men around, men start growing facial hair.
Really?
Yeah. It's almost like to let all the men know that they have testosterone. They grow the facial hair to let them know. And when there's an abundance of women and not that many men, then men get all fucking girly. They start shaving, wearing cologne and shit. You wear cologne, Joe Diaz?
I like
the fuck out of here, right? That's what I'm talking about. Spring. Give me some of that.
A man that wears cologne, I don't trust.
I don't trust him either.
They're hiding something.
Especially if you wear some rapper's cologne.
Here's a tip.
What the fuck are you doing?
Here's a tip. Most girls that I have met love cologne. They're the ones that buy it for me.
Okay, here's a tip.
So I'm not trying to hit on you.
Broken bitches.
Yeah, but I'm not trying to hit on you. I don't care if you don't like the smell that I spray on me, but I spray one little spray and that girl smells it, they like it.
Those girls are broken. Those girls are broken.
It's like shoes. Like, I don't give a fuck about shoes, but if I buy a certain kind of shoe, a certain
you know what
of
girls
shoe,
like?
Girls will like those.
They like what smells like the inside of a cage. That's what they like. They like wood odor, musk.
Yeah,
they
that's
weird.
Like
you've just been
that's
running
weird.
Through a forest trying to catch them and fuck them.
That's weird.
That's
you
what
just
they
said
like.
That.
That's the smell they like.
You know Glade, like the kitchen Glade shit? Yeah. They have this new kind that smells musky. It smells like a Persian nightclub. And so now, the other day, my friend sprayed it in my house, and it doesn't smell like Lysol. It smells like Persian nightclub, and it's made by the Glade company. It's like Axe body spray Lysol.
That's awful. So weird. Is it like some bachelor scent?
Yeah,
is it really?
Yeah, it's like a cologne.
But what's it called? What do they call it?
It's called. Kitchen Sensations or something stupid like ew, you just spit off.
Sorry. It's like a porno, man.
Yeah.
Kitchen Sensations sounds like the name of a porno. It's got this fucking porno spray. Could you imagine if that was some fucking CIA shit? If they came out with some stuff that made people fuck like mad dogs and it was one of those plugins they stuck in the wall. Glade. Like they just wanted to do some population studies, see if they can just up the population in a neighborhood. So they start selling in a very controlled market like Cleveland or some shit.
Right.
They start selling these little Glade air fresheners, wicked cheap. Yeah. They start giving them away, you know. Oh, you buy a fucking futon, you get a free Glade, you know, hard-on air freshener. They start sticking these things in the wall, and people just start going crazy, just fucking the shit out of each other.
The Glade hard-on.
Listen, man, they could have something like that affects your behavior. You know, when the Iraq war jumped off, they were seriously considering trying to figure out how to make a gay bomb. They were trying to figure out a way to drop something on these guys that would be like some sort of ecstasy concoction that would just make them super horny and loving each other and start hugging, and it would kill morale. And they would just, their army would just fall apart. That's how devious the scientists we have working for us are.
Hey, dog, I gotta blow this pop snap.
This is over. This fucking show's over.
I gotta do this shit.
507, February 4th, Mandalay Bay Theater. Buy your tickets, bitches. They're going quickly.
Sussman's
probably calling me right now. God damn it. Is it?
It ain't me.
It ain't. AT&T can suck my dick.
AT&T.
Fuck AT&T.
These dummies.
Bullshit.
I don't like voicemail, though. That's the problem, so I don't shut this
Hey, come to my show Sunday at Sal's Comedy Club on Melrose. I'm having open mics.
I just can't do 6 o'clock, though.
It doesn't have to be 6. Starts at 6.
When is your Sal's Comedy Club?
I could come down
Sunday,
there later on.
Sunday, it starts at 6 o'clock.
What time does it go to?
Like, whenever.
That's all well and good, but this is what you know, bitches. Need to know. February 4th, Mandalay Bay Theater. Joe Coco Diaz.
Ari Shaffir, Red Band.
Confirmed dirty terrorist. Isn't he a terrorist? Is that what they say? He'll be happy to know.
You're going, Brian.
Ari Shaffir, SHFFIR on Twitter. Brian Redband will be going.
What?
You're filming, bitch.
Oh, really?
Some shit's going down. February 4th.
Yeah, you gotta go
Mandalay
down.
Bay Theater. If you go to joerogan.net, you can buy the tickets. It's available there. You know what else is available? You get a discount on the Fleshlight, baby. Oh, shit, that's son. Right. If you think beating off is good, oh, you don't know what you're missing, ladies and gentlemen. What a seedy subject to be talking about. Where's my blow up the outside world, you fuck? Did you get it?
Yeah, I'm waiting for you to start.
I don't want
to
hear this, man. I don't want to hear whatever you're playing. What is that?
Orgasmo theme song.
Oh, okay. I thought it was real metal.
I love you guys. Merry Christmas.
We love
Happy
each and every
year.
One of you bitches, even the people that like metal. We love the people that...
I love heavy metal. I love everything, cocksuckers.
We love the people that love everything. What?
Twitter, Facebook, check yourself before you wreck yourself. You know the word. You know the rest of the fucking song. Cocksuckers.
You can't take a joke. Get on the subway.
Big dicks in your ass is bad for your health.
Cocksuckers,
stay
I love you.
Stay black, because that's the most important thing.
Twitter,
the,
Facebook, hit me up.
The video from Austin is almost completed. Brian, how many more days do you think?
Not long. I just got a little bit too involved editing some music into the end of it, and now it's taking too long.
So how many days? Three? Four?
Yeah.
Monday?
Three. Not that long.
Monday. Let's count on Monday. Yeah. Let's
Monday.
Monday's
Monday,
our grand launch.
The 28th for Austin.
Next week is New Year's UFC in Vegas. Holla at your boy. Mandalay Bay, again, February 4th. Buy tickets online. You get them on JoeRogan.net. And that's it. Thank you to the Fleshlight. Go to JoeRogan.net and click the link. Get 15% off.
Tonight, tomorrow night, John Lovitz, come by and see me. Say Merry Christmas.
And Felipe.
Two shows. And Felipe Sparza, winner of Last Comic Standing.
And John Lovitz is
in. Edwin San Juan, the Filipino. We're all going to be down there tonight.
John Lovitz Club is?
Universal City.
Universal
8 and 10
City.
10 o'clock tonight and tomorrow.
In the City Walk upstairs. City Walk. It's a badass place.
And Brian's at Sal's. On Melrose on Sunday, and I'll be there Wednesday with Brian, too.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning in.
Stay black. Love
you. Appreciate it. Love you, bitches.
Later.
Bye. I never know how to end these things. Is it ended? I never know how to end these things.
No.
We're not. Don't end it. Don't end it.
Why? You don't want to end it?
Because I
want
to hear this song.
All right. Goodbye.
No, don't end it yet.
I'm going to.
You got to keep this going first.
Hold on. End it, bitch.
Yes. Joey Diaz.
Joe like Diaz needs to hear Blow Up the Outside World.
I gotta pee.
We're
again.
Playing Blow Up the Outside World.
What's up, baby?
That's it, folks.
All right.
I love you.